at BWI 63, at Dulles 63, at the White House 65. 65 fun-loving degrees. At 5:32, that's the news. I'm Dave Schreiber, on W.
We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
ABA.
Thank you very much, Dave. This is the Morning Zoo Show starring Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Hi, I'm their producer, Frank Murphy. 5:32 and a half on 105 WAVA. Today, a fabulous Wednesday morning edition of the Morning Zoo program. Don and Mike are back, and on the program, we've got some great stuff, including... Jason Hervey of the Wonder Years, who plays older brother Wayne Arnold, is due to stop by here around 8 o'clock or so to talk about his new drug awareness program and the big graduation ceremony that happened today down at the Lincoln Memorial. We'll hear about that on the program. News about the new 900 number from the folks at Entertainment Tonight. A scientist says the best way to solve the problems of this world is to just get rid of the moon, blow it up, and they... He's in People magazine now, and he seems serious about this. Also, an expert on mustard has got recipes, remedies, and all sorts of things you can do with mustard. And our spies report that at basketball great Bill Laimbeer is in Washington. We'll have news on that as well. It all starts off with the cavalcade of comedy coming up on your radio next. How much confidence does Amoco have in the quality of Ultimate Gasoline? They guarantee it. Ask your dealer about the Amoco Ultimate Gasoline Guarantee. Amoco Ultimate, your car knows. Before you sell your home, talk to an expert across North America. RE/MAX sales associates average twice as much experience and three times as many sales as other real estate agents. RE/MAX, a step above the crowd. This week at Superfresh, save $2 a pound on fresh flake and lump back fin crab meat. Only $7.99 for a one-pound can. Plus cantaloupes, 99 cents each with a store coupon, only at Superfresh, the freshest way to save.
Good morning from Don and Mike, WAVA.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests. We did. But you can't hold a whole fraternity responsible for the behavior of a few sick... perverted individuals? Or if you do, then shouldn't we blame the whole fraternity system? And if the whole fraternity system is guilty, then isn't this an indictment of our educational institutions in general?
Get out of bed, wash your face and hands.
Get down, Mama.
Get out of bed, wash your face and hands.
Put a little bit of feeling.
Get the twitching and the kitchen, rattle and pop and fast. Get up and shake, rattle and roll. Come on and shake, rattle and roll. Come on and shake, rattle and roll. Come on and shake, rattle and roll. You want to like to serve your dog or soul. Wake up.
We need a rattle and toilet paper.
It's in the closet in the kitchen.
I ain't in the kitchen.
Oh. Oh.
A gentleman who helps me get the young people and helps me with the top 40. That's a hell of an audience. If we can get to that audience and stir their emotions and maybe move their hearts a little bit to get into their pockets, that's a hell of an audience. The audience he plays to, Mr.
Don Geronimo.
A gentleman who's not only a tremendous singer and probably one of the best in the business, but a gentleman who has cared desperately about my kids and about what we do each year. I'm delighted that he's with us again. Mr.
Frank O'Meara.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Who's that?
Looked like sort of a big title in a trench coat.
I have sinned against you. I beg you. Forgive me.
It's a chance to explore and expand, to go where no genitalia has ever gone before.
I need some very quick money. I mean, I need it now. I'm desperate to turn this around. I need... to turn it around enough so I'll know when March comes, I won't be taken. I'll get to live. My life will be extended because my life is, my work is not finished.
I went to New York. I had a dream. I wanted to be a big star. I didn't know anybody. I wanted to dance. I wanted to sing. I wanted to do all those things. I wanted to make people happy. I wanted to be famous. I wanted everybody to love me. I wanted to be a star. I worked really hard, and my dream came true.
I heard that you were feeling ill, headache, fever, and a chill. I came to help restore your pluck, because I'm the nurse who likes to...
Oh, Magoo, you got it again.
We're not just doing this for money. We're doing it for a shitload of money.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
That both the Joker and the Penguin were after Batman, and Robin almost got eaten alive by a giant clam.
Shall we activate the Bat computer?
That sounds like a good idea.
I find you to be odious, abhorrent, and insagrevious. I must handle this in my own way. Don't be shocked by anything that happens.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
What idiots we are. Now, why couldn't we have worked that out?
Oh, dear, is there anything left to believe in?
It appears she has the power to cloud men's minds.
Chief O'Hara and I will stay by the bat phone.
You must have flipped your raspberry, Joker.
Yeah. You could fight him with conventional weapons. That could take years. And cost millions of lives. In this case, I think we have to go all out. I think this situation absolutely requires a really futile and stupid gesture be done on somebody's part. We're just the guys to do it.
Hi, this is the Naked Joan River saying hello to you.
Put your name here.
Now, wait a minute.
Because this is your very own personal cassette that I recorded just for you.
Uh-huh.
Put your name here again.
No, wait a minute. Now...
Because I wanted to do something for you and for you only.
This isn't personal.
Put your name here again.
This isn't personal, though.
I know it. It sounds crazy.
Wait a minute.
Put your name here again.
Don Geronimo.
I'm sick of this.
I am, too.
What I've always looked forward to is to spending time when I retire in...
Put the name of your city here.
Washington.
And just sitting around and listening to my favorite, yes, my favorite radio station.
No. Put in your call letters here.
WAVA radio.
Anyhow.
Wait a minute.
Put your name in here for the fifth damn time.
Now, just hold on and wait 1 second, darn it. I thought that this was supposed to be a personal message to me from Joan Rivers. And all I keep getting is all of this put your name here stuff. I mean, when is Joan Rivers going to talk to me personally? That's what I want to know, right?
You pig! You think you're so damn good. Well, let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Put your name here.
No, I don't want to know the damn name, okay?
Wait.
Let me tell you something else. I have got pictures on you and that little underage teeny bopper.
Uh-oh.
Put underage teeny bopper's name here.
Uh-oh.
Not to mention I've got pictures of you on Waikiki Beach on your trip to Hawaii that you just happened to win right after you play that stupid Don Ho record.
Don Ho.
Well, you're going to be very sorry.
Put your name here.
No, wait a minute.
I told you, I don't want to know that name. All they want to play around here is Yoko Ono, Ozzy Osbourne, the Trampy Go-Go's, Berlin, Hamburg, whatever the hell they are. No wonder you're the lowest radio station. You're a station.
Oh. Put your call letters here.
I don't want to know their call letters.
Don Geronimo,
WAVA. I'm having chest pain.
I'm calling paramedics and your family, Mr. Miller.
I am the troop. We take Jesus and we wrap him around our reproductive organs.
Yes.
And it's Jesus who's speaking to us
to take his healing gospel to this generation and to do it now.
Hi, this is Chuck Robb, and I never listen to Mike on WAVA.
Could you just please say Don and Mike? We'll splice it in.
Yeah, just this is Senator Robb. I never listen to Don and Mike on WAVA.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike, Senator. That's all we know.
I've got to offend both of you, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I never listen to Don or Mike on WAVA.
First, you're a slob. You dress like a bum. Second, you're unmotivated. You have no self-esteem, no thought about the future. You're inconsiderate. You're insensitive. You're insincere.
Hey, everyone, here comes the cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pa. Happy birthday to you.
Hey!
Boys, I just don't know what to say. I'm overwhelmed. This is what all the secrecy was about.
We've been planning it for weeks, Pa.
Took a little bit of doing, too, Pa.
Well, I appreciate it. But why this particular day?
Because it's your birthday.
Oh, Adam, we all know my birth records were lost. I've never known my birth date.
Well, we do now. Took a lot of letter writing, but we finally traced the daughter of your old family minister, who had recorded it also.
That's just wonderful. Real thoughtful of you, boss. I've always missed having a regular birthday.
How old am I?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Well, how about a song now?
Oh, wait a minute. There's something I'd like to say. Well, maybe I can say it best in this song.
There's a monster in my pants, and it does an empty dance. When it moves in and out, everybody starts to shout.
Get the girl.
Oh, Don, gentlemen, no cause for celebration. In addition to her bad looks, she's hard of hearing, emotionally unstable, and not the clean one. Does she have a sister?
Unless I'm reading this whole thing wrong, I think you're trying to seduce me.
Gary!
Oh, I deserve to die. I'm sorry.
Is that what you
I
think?
No,
that's
not what
Would
I think.
Would you like
no.
me to seduce you, Gary? No. Is that what you've been thinking?
No, I was thinking about detente the whole time. I swear.
Because if that's what you really want, Gary, I want you to know that I will make myself available to you at all times.
You know, I haven't felt this awkward since my gym teacher hit on me.
Now, yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of dogs from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them. Right now, and again in the second half of our show, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Oranges, who said? Oranges, who said? There ain't no rhyme for oranges. Oranges, oranges, there's another one. Oranges, oranges, there's another one. Oranges, oranges, there's another one. Another rhyme for oranges. People keep on saying that the one word that's a jam. It's oranges cause it's got no rhyme, but we got news for them. Ain't they never heard of oranges, oranges, who said? Oranges, oranges, who said? Oranges, oranges, who said? There ain't no rhyme for oranges. Ain't they never heard of oranges? Oranges, oranges, oranges.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Garvin's Laugh, and here at the beautiful Holiday Inn in Georgetown. At this time, please welcome to the stage your masters of ceremonies this evening, the hottest team in Washington, D.C., the keepers of the Cueva Morning Zoo, ladies and gentlemen, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Yeah.
Well, Honor, what this campaign is about, it's a Big Johnson, which is a weapon system we don't need, can't afford, and won't help our defense posture at all.
I think it is a deterrent, and I believe we need it.
I don't know which George Bush I'm listening to.
It is new, and it is kind of a missile.
Which apparently the vice president wants to keep in his back pocket or someplace, but I will say this, I have the biggest Slurpee.
Oh, no. Now, come on. I think where I differ with the governor of Massachusetts is I think I'd be a better president now for having a Big Johnson.
Oh, no. And that's going to grow bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, maybe as a last resort, Kitty and I will do it.
I do not want to see us go to, again, and I'm using this word advisedly, a liberal Johnson. So I don't want to fool around with it.
Let's stop labeling each other and have our good, solid disagreements on Slurpee. Nothing the matter with that.
Let me simply say, for the record, we ought to move forward swiftly on my Johnson. It's almost out.
Oh, no. George, Kitty, and I will do it with as much good humor as I can, but at the same time, we'll do it at least 10 times. That's an incredibly powerful nuclear deterrent. And that really is going to be a challenge for the next president of the United States.
I refuse to measure one's Johnson. I am going to carry this Johnson all across this country. You know, I don't want to sound like a kid in the schoolyard. He started it. But to take a look at the Democratic Johnson, this is just outrageous. Because everyone else is fascinated with polls and who's up or down today and who's going to be up or down tomorrow. I want to hold this Johnson. The longest expansion in modern history until everybody in America benefits.
Prepare ship for light speed.
No, light speed is too slow.
Light speed too slow?
Yes, we're going to have to go right to ludicrous speed.
Ludicrous speed? Sir, we've never gone that fast before. I don't know if the ship can take it.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
Prepare ship! Prepare ship! For ludicrous speed. Fasten all seatbelts. Seal all entrances and exits. Close all shops in the mall. Cancel the free-range circus. Secure all animals in the zoo.
Give me that, you petty excuse for an officer. Now hear this. Ludicrous speed.
Sir, had you better buckle up?
Now buckle this. Ludicrous speed. Go!
Will you send a one-time gift in January? Will you do it? And then will you pledge for February and March some amount God lays on your heart? Could you send $100? Is God putting $1,000 on your heart? More or less, or $10 or $5? Please help extend my life. We lack $4.5 million between now and March. Help us. Help us. Help us. Please hurry. I need your help. Until I hear from you, remember, greater is he who's in you than he that is in the world.
A little girl playing, having church with her friends, dreaming of the day she'd sing and broken hearts would mend. A little boy dreaming of how he'd preach God's word. Crowds would come, souls were won, hardened hearts were stirred.
Oh! Oh, 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 oh! Oh, Larry! Oh, Larry! I'm so aggravated! Oh, Larry!
And you know, I guess the thing that I love more than all is this pornographic magazine. I don't have the words to explain it. I need it. I need it one more time. Now listen carefully to me. Unless I can get Penthouse magazines from all of our supporters, February the 26th will be the last pornographic television program that we will air. It's so important. Thank you.
Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Gary Mathers.
Dad?
Yes?
Does it ever get better?
Well, Beaver, I wish I could say so, but the fact of the matter is that it gets an awful lot worse before it gets better.
We're in real big trouble.
I don't know. After what Dad said last night, there's no telling what he'll do.
Hey, Wally. Isn't Eddie Haskell coming over to walk us over to Metzger's Field? We could ask him what to do.
Hey, that's a good idea, Beaver. Eddie's been in just about every kind of trouble a guy could get in.
You know, Wally, you're getting more like Eddie Haskell all the time.
Cut that out, Beaver.
Now, just a minute, fellows.
You imbecile! You bloated idiot! You stupid fathead! You...
I just don't believe it. I won't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Believe it, kid. I took the pictures myself. She played patty cake.
It's a good thing we had a talented daughter.
I can only hope that she was mine. With you as her mother, her father could be anybody in Actors Equity.
She's talented, so it's unlikely she's yours.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. We've got a lot of good music for you. The time and the temperature too. And we don't ever want to make you fool. Good morning to you. We're gonna start without further ado. Playing your favorite old and new. So good morning from all of the crew. He's coming down, he'll take a bow. When he plays the music, he really is a wow. Here he is, Mr. Personality.
When someone wakes us up in the morning, we don't whine and complain, do we? We get up, we get up, we get up when we are called, and we have to be called only once. When we get up, they can count on us to wash ourselves without a fuss. We dress ourselves, it's easy to do, and before you know it, we're through. Then, of course, we brush our teeth, the row on top and the row beneath. We comb our hair, it's fun to do, and before you know it, we're through.
Listen, hotshot, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't care for you or for the putrid sludge you're troweling out, but until they change the laws to put you sleaze kings out of business, my job's to help you get back your stench-ridden boxes of smut. And since I'm going to be doing it holding my nose, I'll be doing it with one hand.
Don and Mike, the morning zoo.
The best thing about waking up is Don and Mike.
Thanks, Al.
Hey, Randy Bogarden. Don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Bart Simpson here from The Simpsons on Fox. Cool your jets, man. Don and Mike will be right back on 105 WADA.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're having fun in the morning, music all day. Power 105, WAVA.
WAVA, Arlington, Washington.
Howdy, this is the amazing Creston. And if you could read my thoughts, you'd know that I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, The Morning Zoo, on 105. WAVA.
Hi,
Hi, this is Ted Danson, and I never listen to Don and Mike on 105 WAVA. Never, absolutely never.
Hi, this is Jason Herbie, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, the Morning Zoo, on 105 WAVA. I mean, never.
Hi, this is Robert Goulet, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, the Morning Zoo. And I want to tell you, it is a zoo on 105 WAVA, WAVA, WAVA. Oh, God, why me?
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Sonny Jurgensen. They told me to say I didn't listen to your show. Honestly, I do listen to it. I don't like it, but I listen to it. And this is the type of affair that you should be at. Your kind of people, everybody misses you. I've had 15 or 20 people ask where you were this evening. So I think it's the type of thing that maybe you'll come next year.
Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up now. It's time to shake a leg and get up. It's time for you to raise your head up. Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up. Now you know it's time. Come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and wake up now.
I'm Mike Lewis from Channel 9. And the Morning Zoo with John and Mike is next.
Well, doesn't this beat all?
Here we are. We're still here. Live from the Billy Graham Room inside Salem Studios in beautiful Arlington Cathedral. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Morning Zoo Show. Inviting you to join Dave Schreiber, Janet from another planet, Frank and Anna and Carl, and the rest of our holy crew. Today, it's Wednesday, Hump Day, and we welcome Jason Herbie, star of the Wonder Years, Wayne the Butthead. He'll be here in our studio, live. Plus, a scientist claims we can solve all of our problems by blowing up the moon. Plus, the new number from Entertainment Tonight. And big news on the station being sold. That and lots more tomfoolery and hijink coming up. But now it's on with the show. And let's welcome the man we call King of the Boardwalk. Ladies and gentlemen.
I've been living there.
Dan Geronimo!
Does this beat all? We're here. Go figure. We're here. I didn't think it would come to this. But we're still here.
Good.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to welcome a man I would describe with many words, but certainly not the word sheepish, Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Oh, thank you.
Good morning from Don and Mike,
WAVA. Hey, good morning from the heart of my bottom. It is 9 past 6, and WAVA will tell you everything that's going on in just a second. We know you're waiting for that, but first, here are the top 10 reasons we haven't been on for the last few days.
All right.
Maybe you haven't noticed this, but we were not on Friday, then again, not Monday, and not Tuesday. Here it is Wednesday. We're finally back on again.
Oh, we weren't?
Here are the top 10 reasons we haven't been on for the last few days. Number 10, I underwent breast reduction surgery. Number 9, Mike had to serve that 3-day jail sentence for grand theft auto.
Yeah, well, I wanted it.
Number 8, I was called up as a relief pitcher by the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah!
Right. I called up to the big leagues, so I couldn't make it here. Number 7, Mike, of course, was involved in that U.S. Open playoff. Number 6 reason we have not been on for the last 4 or 5 days, I was protesting women's rights outside BMI. Call me a patriot. Number 5, Mike played Vegas when Rich Little caught the measles. He was in Vegas.
I love that gig.
Opening for Pia or somebody.
It was great.
And if you've never opened for Pia, wow, was he woozy. Number four, I was testifying as a character witness for the Joe Theismann, Kathy Lee Crosby settlement.
Yeah, you won that for him.
Yes, I did. It was my character witness. I did it. Number three, we were both waiting in line to see Robin Hood. Number two, Mike was trying... Number two, went by that one as quick as possible. Number two, Mike was trying to make bail in Atlantic City.
Yeah, I shouldn't have hit that dealer.
And the number one reason we haven't been on for the last few days...
Number one?
I was busy sweeping up volcanic ash in the Philippines.
Yeah! All right. Yeah, wherever there's an emergency, Don. Can I tell you something?
That thing is a real asshole.
It's
ASH.
That's wild, baby.
I wonder if that's going to bode over with Salem Communications or not. Kiss my asshole. WAVA. Well, that ends the music part of our program. We hope you enjoyed it. It is 14 minutes after 6, and an apropos beginning by my good friends, Steam.
Mm-hmm.
Nana, hey, hey. Kiss him goodbye, and good morning, my friends. 14 and a half past 6, I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And a pleasure. Good morning. Hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we're not fat.
We're white.
We're Catholic.
And we are sick about it.
Thanks to Delta Berkshire's Coolot for listening today. Bart the Weatherman says cloudy with more scattered showers and, thunderstorms with a high today 80.
That was our big crescendo. That was our big welcome back crescendo.
Well, we've been gone for a couple of days, and it's going to take me a couple of seconds to get used to all the buttons again.
Yep.
Here's one I'm not going to have to push anymore. It's 66 WAVA, Good Guy Degrees Outdoors right now. No need at this point to continue ripping a day off the calendar every day. It's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant.
Yeah. They sold the station to the Christians.
Yeah, so we can't work on our current employers anymore. It's irrelevant. They've got other things on their minds, folks.
So here's the update in case you haven't heard it, in case you didn't read it in the newspaper or figure it out, or call the station. Hey, God bless you all. It was like an unruly, ugly mob calling the radio station the last 4 or 5 days with people demanding to know what the deal was. Well, here's the deal. They sold the station.
Right.
The weasels, they sold the station to the Christians.
Yes, they did. The Christian Broadcasting Company. Salem Communication. I'm sorry, every time I hear that Salem thing, I think of burning witches. I can't stand that. That scares me. But anyway, they did that. They sold it to the Christian Broadcast Company.
So we found out on Thursday. We found out during the show. Sneaky old Frank came weaseling in here, and he said, hey, Bungarten's here. This was on Thursday morning at about 9 o'clock. We said, what's Bungarten doing here today? Frank says, I don't know, but the last time he was here was Goodman's last day.
That's right.
So, right away, we put two and two together, and Frank went scoping it out and came back and told us, I guess it was like 9:30?
Yeah.
Said the station's been sold.
Yeah, a long time ago, Frank slipped one of those electronic monitoring devices into Randy's briefcase so that we could track him wherever he goes. So Frank knew his schedule was supposed to take him back to his palatial estate outside of New York, but he was here, and we knew something was up, and then we found out.
Right, so we got off the air a couple of minutes early on Thursday. We went in there, we sat down, we expected him to say, we've been sold to the company that's going to keep things the way that they are.
Right.
Because we know that there was another company interested in this, and he sat us down, and he said, Boys, we've been sold to Salem Communications.
Yep.
And you'd be very proud of us, folks. No yelling.
No.
No screaming. No profanity. We simply said,
right.
Well, we won't be in tomorrow.
I took out a kerchief and dabbed at the corners of my eyes.
Then blew your nose.
And then I blew my nose. And then, of course, I just threw the hanky into the office, but not directly at anyone. It was fine.
And can I tell you something? He left it there. It was one of his monogrammed ones.
Yeah.
How many of you knew that Mike carries monogrammed hankies with him?
MSO. That's what they say. MSO on him. And, those are tough to give up, but I couldn't turn around and go back and retrieve it, though.
So we said, well, we didn't feel like coming to work. They didn't tell us not to come in. They didn't fire us yet. They didn't suspend us yet. They just said, all right, take a day off. And then we took the day off, and Friday we were both still pretty steamed about it.
Yeah, we were very upset on Friday, and we requested that we extend this period of time just to sort of get things together.
Right, and of course, we haven't gotten things together. We're still just as emotional about it as we were last week. Oh, Mr. Grant!
Just as tender, just as sensitive as we always have been. And, that's the kind of people we are. We're sensitive.
We can't help it. We wear our collective hearts on our collective sleeves. We're lovers, not fighters. We can't help it. We can't hide our raw emotions.
But the fact remains that the station was sold. It was announced to our staff on Thursday.
Those weasels.
Yeah, those weasels.
Those weasels. They sold us to the Christians.
Right.
So we're going to press on for the time being. And being as we're not going to have a countdown of days anymore, since it really doesn't matter, because we've been sold to the Christians, here's the deal. We're going to have a guarantee now. I promise, folks, we'll never do to you again what we've done to you the last few days, where we got ticked off and decided to take a couple of days off.
Yeah, if we're ever going to do anything like that, we're going to let you know exactly what's going on, because
okay.
We did kind of leave everybody high and dry, because I remember on Thursday, one of the very last things that we said was, hey, we'll be sure and let you know everything that's going on Friday. And then, of course, we were simply too emotionally distraught to go on the air on Friday, so you didn't know what was going on. And we do have a lot of people that listen every single morning and live and die with this show and have a lot of fun with us.
And we appreciate it.
And we appreciate it, and in a way, we kind of let you guys down by not coming on Friday and let you know what's going on. But that's why we said we'd do that today.
But I got to tell you, we got them by the short hairs here. I mean, we've got them by the short hairs. Don't worry. We'll get another job in town.
Right.
I mean, who knows? If there is a God, maybe it'll be here. I mean, I'm sure it won't be here, but I'm just saying that just in case.
We don't want to leave here, and that's the most important thing. And I'll tell you, that is the truest thing we could tell you right now, is that we do not want to leave Washington. And
when you said here, I thought you meant this place.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, heck. We want to leave here. We just don't want to leave here.
The big hand of fate could just come out and pull us out by the necks right now. From here, it'd be okay. But we're talking about Washington, and that's the way we feel about
it. So we won't leave without letting you know, without at least giving you some subtle hints where our next gig will be. Now, you're saying, but Don, I'm like, how do I know that today you're not going to get off the air, you're not going to be told something else, and you're not going to throw another fit and decide not to come to work? Well, here you go. This is why I've come up with the Don and Mike guarantee.
I guarantee, just like that cayenne pepper.
And it's a good reason to continue to use the timpani, and here's why.
All right.
Hear me out, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. I hereby guarantee that we will be on every scheduled day through next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I can guarantee, I can swear to God to you, you know, unless ring my bell, knock on for Micah, we're hit by a bus or something.
Yeah, act to God.
Unless that happens,
right.
We'll be on.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be on tomorrow
right.
and Friday.
Right.
And then next week, we'll be on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
And then after that, hey, wouldn't you know, hey, bad timing, but we've got another vacation. It's the regular one that we planned for months in advance, and we can't screw that up.
Right. And who knows what could happen during that 7 to 10 days. So just let me say, we can guarantee
right.
we will be on every day through June 28th on this station at this time.
Hear, hear.
Okay?
That's our guarantee. We got a little, a little piece of wax with a stamp on it, and we've got that sealed. That's the Don and Mike sealed, guarantee.
There you go. Right, we'll promise we'll be on through next Friday.
Right.
But after that, all bets are off. So please enjoy the next week and a half, won't you? It's 22 past 6 at WAVA. Cloudy with scattered showers, thunderstorms, high 80, and it's 66. So did you miss us, folks? Did you miss us or what?
Did you miss us?
Those weasels.
Please.
Those weasels. They sold us to the Christians.
Yes, they did.
And we will not rave out. We've been informed by, of all people, by our agent, not to vent our true feelings on this matter. So, folks, please read between the lines. I think we're being very, very subtle today in the way we're handling this, right?
But everybody should perceive that there's a great deal of anger bubbling just underneath the surface that could perhaps come forward at any particular moment.
Weasels.
That's right. Our lambs haven't stopped crying.
Hey, look to the lambs here.
Yeah.
Wow, they're screaming their heads off.
And, I don't know whether it says anything, Don, about my state of mind, but I did watch that movie in its entirety.
Again?
For the fourth time.
Silence of the Lambs.
I watched it three times over the weekend.
Well, I think that does say something about you. I'm not sure exactly what it says. So, this also says something about you.
Yes.
And how you deal with people. Please, let me weave my tale.
All right.
We've got this unexpected vacation.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got like 4 days off. What are we going to do?
Well, I said,
I'll take the family, load up the truckster, and go to OC.
Right.
And incidentally, we played that game again, that tank battle game,
mm-hmm.
where you drive around in little tanks and shoot tennis balls.
All right.
And other tanks. It's great stress reduction.
All right.
It's almost the best stress reduction I've ever come up with.
Mm-hmm.
And I also rented a movie with Michael Caine. What's the name of that movie?
Shock to the System.
Which is very good.
Bippity, boppity,
Boo. I had never heard of the movie before, and I thought that I thought I'd be able to give you a little tip, but of course, no, Rain Man of the movies. How many times have you seen it?
Seen it twice. Seen it twice. Loved it both times. Really, really, I mean, one of those movies that slipped through the cracks that didn't get a lot of people out of the theaters, but it's a great movie to rent.
So I just did this, the family experience, the boardwalk, the Thrasher's Fries, you know, hanging out with my in-laws,
mm-hmm.
and you needed to get away, and mm-hmm. you called me, and you said, listen, I'm going to Atlantic City.
Right.
I said, okay, cool.
Yeah,
have a good time. But when I talked to Frank later in the day, Frank told me that you told him you were going to the beach.
What?
Frank told me that you told him you were going to the beach, like a nice way of saying Atlantic City.
No, I thought I told Frank I was going to Atlantic City.
No, he said to me, yeah, Mike's at the beach. And I said, no, I know there's a beach there, but Mike would never go on the beach at Atlantic. You wouldn't go on the beach at Atlantic City, would you?
Oh, God.
Isn't that gross?
It's bad enough. I mean, I tell you, I was daring to go out on the boardwalk in Atlantic City. And that place, it had been a little while, about 3 weeks since I'd been there last time. And let me tell you something. I mean, it's gotten grosser. The people there are grosser. There's a lot less traffic down there, and the city is just totally gross.
Well, don't be ashamed of that. I mean, better say Atlantic City than simply the beaches of Atlantic City.
But see, I'm thinking I would have told Frank, because I mean, if I would have lied to anybody about that, you would have given me more of a hard time. So I wouldn't have told you. But I thought I told Frank I was going to Atlantic City. But I must admit that I do hesitate every time I'm going to go to that part of the world.
Right, because, and don't.
Because you guys give me such a hard time
about don't.
My compulsive gambling, and it's something that I'm trying to get under control, and perhaps I did say I'm simply going away to the beach. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, perhaps I did. Perhaps I did, not wanting Frank to, who immediately would jump on the fact that I was going to Atlantic City.
Right, you know, right. Your mother. He's your mother away from home.
I should be proud that I go to Atlantic City. I should sing it from the highest mountaintop. I'm going to Atlantic City!
And you read me all wrong. I enjoy your going to Atlantic City, because I enjoy hearing about your great losing.
Well, see, when I told you, I got the laugh.
And I have figured that you must have lost, because you haven't mentioned to me. Normally when you win,
right,
you'll mention to me right away, hey, Charlie, look, I hit this.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard that low yet.
Oh, no, you haven't.
And is there a reason?
Yeah.
Did you lose?
You won't hear about it.
Did you lose?
Yeah, I lost.
All right. Well, come on.
Yeah, I lost. I lost big time.
Tell me, this is what I want to hear.
I lost so bad that I was ready to, as a matter of fact, at one point, I made my what would turn out to be the very last bet of my little stay down there.
What were you playing? What was the game?
Blackjack. You know that I normally throw the dice, and that's my gambling forte. But I had done so poorly that I took what little winnings I had. I believe it was something like $15, and I'm not exaggerating. Three little red chips, and it was $19 because it was three little red chips that I had left, and then four little white chips, which were the $1 chips. And I said, well, I think I'll take this. And I'll put it on one more hand of blackjack. So I put down my final little bet, my little $19 bet, and the dealer got 21. And at that point, I stood up from the chair,
yes,
put my hands together. It was a sound that sounded like a clap of thunder. That actually, when you can get people to turn around and look at you in a casino, you know you've lost a little bit of control. Yeah, exactly.
Like the Mighty Four.
The hands came together like thunder. It was thwack! Like that. Okay, that's it. And that's my final words as I walked out, and then it was home.
See,
it
don't hide those stories. That. I love those stories.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
How was the Taj?
Huh?
How was the Taj? The Taj Mahal.
The Taj is one of the most overdone tributes to that jerk that I've ever seen. I mean, first of all, it's got the letters Trump Taj Mahal, and you drive up this main avenue, and you see all the sparkling Arabian Nights thing. They have this guy that walks around in stilts. That's got this big Arabian hat on, and he walks around in stilts. And, of course, the people, and I must admit, I am one of these people. I'm one of the peoples that has visited this place, are so impressed by this. There's so really little going on at this place that when this guy walks through the lobby, all the people, Howard, look at the guy with the stilts on. And then he's waving at people, and everything stops. People are dying to be entertained in Atlantic City. And when the headliner, the only headliner that I
Who
could see was Pat Cooper, when that's the only headliner. That, you know, and then they've got all the review shows.
How was the room service?
Huh?
How was the room service, though?
The food was terrible.
But how was the room service,
though?
How long did it take?
The room service.
You know what I'm interested in.
You know what's weird? Service. You know what's weird that you asked me that?
Why?
Because there is a story behind that.
Is there really?
The first night I call for room service, and I called out at the Taj, and it's an enormous place. I think it's the biggest hotel in Atlantic City. I'm not sure.
Taj.
They're all big. So I called down to room service. Room service, can you hold, please? and I'm on hold for maybe 5 minutes. And so I finally got bored. I wanted a little snack, and I just hung up. The following night, I call room service, and it's like, hello, room service. Can you hold, please? I said, yes, but I just want to make an ice cream order. That's all. Just an ice cream order. Just hold, please. So I'm on hold for another 5 minutes. Finally, I hang up, and I call room service again. Room service, can you hold, please? No, I cannot hold, please. I've lost a tremendous amount of money in your casino, and I would like some ice cream. Well, I've got three orders in front of you, and I believe what I said was something along the lines of, thank you and your hotel. But I didn't use the F word. I said, screw you and your hotel. That's what I said. This was late at night, my last night, Joe. This is after I made the $19.
You were in a lousy time you had, Grant?
No.
Isn't that great?
Isn't that great? Listen to the bad time he had.
Yeah.
That's good.
I thought I told you that I was going to Atlantic City, too.
No, I didn't know that. But don't worry about it. No big deal.
I did.
You lost a lot of money, though.
I don't want to call you a liar, but you are. I did say that I was going to Atlantic City. I did. I swear to God, I told you I was going to Atlantic City.
Okay.
I did.
I heard the beach, but that's all right.
I told you the beach, and then I told you Atlantic City.
Damn you, Frank, you liar.
That's it. I'm sorry to do that, but I mean, it's the truth. I did say that. I did.
All right, I'm wrong. I'll accept it.
Okay.
Who do I believe on this one with the track record? Let me see.
Who do I believe?
Who's lying here?
Let me think about
it. Who's lying on this? Is Frank lying? Who goes to church every week? Good Christian boy?
He
never did anything wrong?
It's an oversight.
Or is Mike lying? Well, Mike's a wholesome boy, too. He goes to church every week, too. And he's good to his mom. And Frank's my good friend, but Mike's my partner.
Yes. So I'm not your good friend, is that it?
Well, you're my good friend, but you're my partner. Oh, I'm sorry. This is my thinking of myself now.
I'm sorry about that. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Sorry. Yeah, you're right. He was lying.
No, I did.
I've decided to align myself with you. Yes, he's lying.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Frank is lying, and it is 6:30 at WAVA.
Thank you very much.
Screaming from the highest mountaintop, Frank is lying. And they sold us to the stinking Christians.
Hallelujah, brother.
Doesn't that beat all?
All right.
Go figure. What are we doing here? It's 6:30, Gertie, at WAVA. It's 6:34 at WAVA. Let me clarify that. Frank is my good friend. You're my good friend and my partner.
Thank you.
That means with Frank, there is strictly friendship. With you, there is friendship, but also wealth beyond my wildest dreams.
So, in other words, you're siding on me for financial reasons.
Well, because you're both my good friend.
Yeah, I can.
I mean, one cannot choose one over another.
Sure. And it's the bottom line here. That's the issue.
Well, that's what pushes you ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I can accept that, and I can deal with that. Of course, I'm the kind of guy that spends his weekends in Atlantic City. Hi.
And it's 6:35 at WAVA. We got to do news here. Hey, then a wake-up call to the nicest man in the NBA.
Yeah.
Bill Laimbeer.
All right.
From the Detroit Pistons. And you're not a big basketball fan, but even you know what a jerk Bill Laimbeer is, right?
Yeah. Now, these are the guys, the Pistons, that basically walked off the court, right, when they lost in the playoffs?
Right, to the Bulls. And Bill Laimbeer is the big, doofy guy who wears that plastic mask.
And he elbows people all the time.
Very mean man.
I know that guy.
And we'll call him in a second. Also, I have more news about David Letterman. Now, they have some quotes in the National Enquirer from David Letterman. Quotes that I don't know if you're going to believe or not. And how about a phone scan next?
Let's dive in with both feet.
All right, folks. 202-432-9282.
You know, I feel bad now. I really didn't mean to call Frank a liar, and I was upset. But I did tell him that I was going to Atlantic City, but I don't think Frank...
I believe you. Don't worry.
Frank, come on back in here for a second, please. Because I want to clear the air.
Good sportsmanship going to abound here?
Frank, let me shake your hand. I want to apologize for calling you a liar.
I must have been mistaken. It was certainly was not malicious intent.
I know.
When I thought you went to the beach, I just had made that comment. Hey, I heard Mike went to the beach, too. And I said, no, I don't think he did.
That's right.
Okay.
Went to Atlantic City.
Both my good friends. Mike a little bit more, because I've got a big financial deal
with
him.
That's understandable, of course.
But if that financial deal wasn't that, Frank...
You'd be neck and neck. You'd be neck and neck.
Neck and neck.
You'd be neck and neck.
So I'm sorry for calling you a liar. I was a little upset, you know, because I did lose. I lost big, both of you. I know how much both of you enjoyed.
I mean, Frank, I know you and I have the emotional bond, you know, BM before Mike, we had that bond, but I've got the written contract with Mike.
For that.
Which is just a little, just a nose ahead. It's a photo finish.
It's okay.
So I'm sorry I went a little haywire there.
But no problem.
If you'd been down there and seen that dealer collect my last $19,
you would have understood that. And Dave, you're a close third.
Oh, thanks.
You're a close third.
Hi, Dave.
Thanks. Hi.
And now here he is. Here's Dave. Then a phone scan coming right up.
Don and Mike
You bet your buttocks. The calls are standing by, and we'll get to the phone scan next. It is 6:42. Winning songs after 7 this morning.
Hello?
Chance to win $1,000 from WAVA. Hi, honey.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to tell you the great news, just in case you haven't figured it out there and laying in bed, I am not at home today.
Yay!
I am at work.
Yay!
I am not in the house. Now, I was being as charming as I could during our brief little hiatus.
No, you were very nice. It's just that I'm used to time alone. And
I would come down in the morning, and I'd want to chat about the newspaper. I'd say, what do you want to do today? Do you want to do anything? And finally, she just turned to me, and she said, just go away.
Go away. Get a job. Get a hobby. Just...
That's what I kept hearing. Go get a job.
I just like to have Bart in school and you at work in the morning so I can have time by myself. I just didn't feel like chatting in the morning.
Could there be a fourth party involved, perhaps? I don't know, the milkman, the refrigerator repairman, the dishwasher man.
Yeah, no, Bart's saying...
The guy from Hex who supposedly is coming over to redo our couch.
No.
I bet he's going to redo our couch.
You bet he is.
No.
Anyway, I'm here. I'm not there.
Well, that's good, because I was thinking, then it occurred to me, oh, no, well, what happens when he retired? And then, luckily, I remembered... Well, he won't live that long.
That's right. I will be dead before retirement.
All right. Don't have to worry about that post-55 stuff.
I forgot about that.
Oh, hey, listen. And Uncle Mike says we can take Bart to see Robin Hood. He went to see it.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. We've been a little concerned. Everything we've seen on television, even from guys like Siskel and Ebert,
right.
I said this movie is not great for kids, that there was lots of violence, that it's not the Robin Hood that we thought it was. So
it's not like the Errol Flynn days of Robin Hood, but, you know, it's a 90s version of it, and I think it's okay. You know, but I don't want to be held responsible. You know, I don't have any kids. Well, you know what I mean?
I think before we make all our important decisions regarding Mike, regarding Bart, we should ask Mike.
All right. Yeah. Okay, that's a good idea. Anytime you want to call me, I'm free for advice.
Okay, well, let us know. Do you think we should tell him about the birds and the bees yet?
How old is he?
Oh, he's 6.
He already knows.
You're a year late.
Oh.
Yeah, he already knows.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
3.
All right.
When they start toddling.
Okay.
Got to go. Love you.
All right, love you too. Glad you're at work.
I'm here, not there.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye, sweetheart.
Goodbye. When they start to toddle, don't miss any opportunities.
Hello, WAVA.
Good morning, Mike and Don. Good to hear you back on the air.
You're like the Dr. Spock of the show. That's Benjamin Spock, not the Vulcan Spock.
That's right, Captain.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. Don, I had a question for each of you. Mike, I've never been to Atlantic City. Is it worthwhile to go up there to the Trump Plaza?
You know, I mean, if you do like to gamble and you like to play the games and go into the casinos, it's a lot of fun. But I'll tell you, if you want to talk about an eastern city that has its economic problems and a city that is really not a real nice city to look at.
You're like purple velour. Yeah. It's purple velour galore up there.
That's only inside the buildings. Anytime you go outside, though, it's not a very pleasant place to visit. Walking on the boardwalk there is not like walking on the boardwalk down at Rehoboth or Ocean City. It's really not pretty, and it's certainly not an area where you'd want to go out and get a tan.
Lots of medical waste, though.
They got a beach there. There were people on the beach. There were lots of people on the beach.
Don.
Yes.
Do you have a real estate agent yet?
Why?
What? Isn't your house going to be up for sale?
No, why?
Oh, I was just curious. I thought you were going to be part of the recession, unemployed.
What?
Hey, sir, we're saying that we're going to stay in Washington.
Oh, okay.
And there's two of us. Wouldn't that question also apply to Miguel?
Well, I don't know.
Are you insinuating that I would stay here with the Christian broadcasters, convert, and become born again whilst Don went elsewhere?
No, Mike, I think you could get a job on the air in town, Don. I don't know.
So you don't like me, do you, sir?
Well, nothing personal. I don't like your broadcasting.
You know, why don't you like my broadcasting?
Doesn't agree with me. Not my style.
You know, we kind of do this broadcasting together, sir. I've always looked at it that way.
You mean if you got offered a job and Don didn't, you would turn it down?
To be honest with you, if I can be really honest with you, sir,
sure.
Both of us have been approached over the 5 years we've been together. We've been approached, and both times we have both said the one thing, that we work together. We have worked together. We've been successful together, and that's the way it is.
Well, that's
bottom line.
That's admirable. I have to hand you that. That's admirable. Yeah. Good luck, guys.
Goodbye, idiot.
Later, jerk.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's nice. Hey, that's a nice,
great to be back.
That's a nice welcome back call.
You know, I thought I was feeling insecure at the beginning of that call. Because you can tell us, hey, yeah, Mike and Don. Hey, Mike, I got a question. Don, I got one for you. Hey, Mike, listen, how is Atlantic City Super? Hey, Don, put your house on the market yet?
Jeez.
It's boy, great to be loved.
Feels so good to be back.
Great to be loved. Hello, WAVA. What are you complaining about? He loved you, man.
Yeah, it's my day today. Hey, I'm ready to get back in the car and go home.
Hello.
Yeah, I was calling about the... What have you all been saying for the last couple of years? You've been saying you're fat, you're white, and you're Catholic. You're saved. You don't have a problem now.
No, you don't understand, pal. There's...
you don't understand.
There's a difference.
What are these guys, Baptists? You say you're fat, black, and Baptist.
But we're not, sir. You see, we're fat, white, and Catholic. We say that because it's true.
Well, this is the church. I mean, I don't go to church. That's as much church as I've been getting in the last 2 years.
You mean just listening to us say we're fat, white, and Catholic?
Well, right. Better than nothing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. All right, this is the second call in a row.
Be two in a row now.
Well, I wasn't listening. I was being a good boy. I was being a good Christian boy and not listening to the radio.
This is two in a row now.
It's the sensitive calls. It's the sensitive concern for our welfare calls.
Hello, WAVA.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Fine.
First of all, I'd like to make a remark about the guy just called about Don's broadcast. He's a butthead. Second of all, I'm sorry. This stuff about the broadcast was really bugging me. I've got an hour and a half commute in the morning, and I need you guys. Why do you want to mess with a good thing?
Who are you talking about? Who wants to mess with a good thing?
He's probably referring to
me. Well, as them selling the station.
Well, I don't... You know, the company needs money. That's all I can say. The company needs money. That's why they sold the radio station.
I don't have a lot, and I know you guys got a lot of listeners. I'm sure a lot of people would chip in to keep you guys around.
Well, unfortunately, that'd be something that would be very nice, but I'm afraid we can't do that.
The Christians have already paid $20 million for the station. It's a done deal.
Oh. Well, anyway, on behalf of your listeners, most of us aren't mad that you guys were gone. If the shoe was on the other foot, we'd do the same thing.
Okay, well, just keep in mind now, we're going to make this bond with you, this deal. We guarantee we'll be on every day from now until the 28th of June.
Hey, we catch you guys, our whole office is with you guys. So we'll stick with you guys until whatever happens, wherever you go.
And it's not time to put us on that big Gandhi funeral pyre yet, all right?
Okay.
I mean, there's lots of fish to fry. There's a lot more fish in the ocean, as my dad used to say to me about women.
Okay.
Okay, there's a lot more radio stations out there.
That's right.
But we prefer you guys.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, bye.
Goodbye.
That would be the first quasi-supportive call that we've gotten.
Hello, WAVA.
Hey, Don, good news for tonight.
What?
Channel 45, the final season finale of Star Trek.
Here you go now, finally. Yeah. I'm in my own. I'm among my own. The stench of a Trekkie.
Supposed to be. Did you read the USA Today yesterday?
Yes, I did.
They were saying it was going to be great.
I've seen the ads for it. It's one of the Klingon Civil War. And
right.
Worf has to quit, and it's tonight on Channel 45. Thank you, sir.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There you go.
Really? One of my own kind. Hello, WAVA.
This is Don Mike.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, my name is Bill. I'm from Gaithersburg, and I'm just as anal as Frank is. And I noticed something when I went to see Robin Hood the other day, and that is that the kid that used to be on H.R. Puffin stuff is one of the bit actors.
No, you mean the guy with the bow and arrow that's in the woods?
Yeah.
No, is that, that's not, is it?
It is, it's
Are
him.
Are you sure?
No, H.R. Puffin stuff, you mean the little kid, wasn't it?
Little Jack. Kid, his name was Jack Wild.
Jack Wilde.
Right, Jack Wilde is in that movie?
No,
yeah.
No, I think that's a midget that's in that scene.
Isn't Jack Wilde dead?
Yeah.
I know I say this all the time, but this time I really think he might be dead.
Yeah, and it really didn't look like him to me, sir. I mean, it seemed like that was a midget that was in the role of one of those merry men.
No, it's him. It's got the same little turned-up pug nose.
Yeah, but so you need more proof than that, just the turned-up pug nose.
Well, he's in the credits as Jack Wilde.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Well, now, if you're like Frank, you would be anal, and you would stay till the end and read all of the credits.
And that would be proof. That way, he's in the credits as one of the merry men?
As much the Miller's son.
Because I saw that movie yesterday, and it was a great movie, but I didn't, you know, say, hey, that's the kid from H&R Puffin stuff.
Well, right. I'm as anal as Frank is, and when I see a person's face like that...
Has he shrunk or something like that?
No, I mean, as tall as he ever was, yeah. It's like Emmanuel Lewis. He's never going to get any bigger.
Yeah, he was little when he was on H.R. Puffin stuff.
Right, I guess he was
a lot skinnier.
Yeah. Didn't grow.
A lot of wrinkles, though.
So he's like an old wrinkly midget.
It's gross.
Hello, WAVA.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
You know, that just reminded me. Thank God. Today I'm going to have some real stress reduction. I'm doing some dwarf bowling today. I told you I'm into dwarf bowling now.
It's great to relieve stress.
I built my own lane in the basement. I bust them in.
What, you bust the dwarfs in?
Yeah.
How much does that cost you to bring a bunch of dwarfs in?
Relatively speaking, not a lot. For the enjoyment that is reaped. And the other day, I turned the 10-pin. I had the 10, I had the 10-pin and the 2-pin. And I swung the dwarf down, and he hit the 2-pin with his head, and his foot hit the 10-pin. It was a 2-10 split.
So you sort of, instead of going head first, you bowled him sideways.
Right.
All right.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
And the midget made me think of dwarf bowling. I wonder if that's the kind of broadcasting that first guy didn't like on this show, talking about dwarf bowling. Hello.
Hey, forget about that first guy, guys. You guys are all right. You guys make a good team. We'll find you down the. I know. We'll find you on the dial somewhere. Your loyal listeners will follow you. You guys are great. I've been in Washington for about 4 years now. Turned on WAVA 4 years ago. Started listening to you guys, and you bring a lot of enjoyment to a lot of people in the morning. And your loyal listeners will find you wherever you are down the dial. I promise you that.
Yeah, we know that you will. It's like a good friend calling, and we appreciate that. You know, during these troubled times, we need support calls like this.
And I'll be here for you anytime you need.
All right, thanks. Can you loan me $20, though? Hello, WAVA.
That's the exact same thing I wanted to say to you guys, Don and Mike. I will follow you down the dial, even if you move to another city, because I'm going to buy a huge boombox so I can receive another city.
I
but
will
please,
follow
please,
you.
Don't move out of the Washington area.
We may go.
Thank you.
We will not. Thanks.
We love you.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And again, we guarantee we will be on every day until next Friday.
That's right. We're both like that guy, Justin Wilson. We're sitting here with the work shirts, the blue work shirts, and the red suspenders right now.
We guarantee.
I guarantee.
Hello, WAVA.
Good morning, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Just wanted to tell you that I love you guys.
Oh, thanks. Hey, Frank, can you try that limo that Bill Lambert is supposed to be in, please?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the love.
Bye.
Bye.
Right here on Love 105.
Thank you for the love, baby. Hello, WAVA.
Good morning. I've been living in Germany for the past 4 years.
Ah, Germany.
Germany!
Clink! I have to be in Brussels in the morning.
Yes, General Carter, I hear you're helping us.
Well, I've been listening to you guys before I left, and I was really looking forward.
Boy, that really picked us up, didn't it? A little mention of Germany picked us right up.
Germany!
Nippoli erecti, thinking about Hogan's Heroes.
Well, I'm not German. I mean...
Well, you don't have to be. All you have to do is just mention the word Germany, and immediately we think of Hogan's Heroes.
Oh.
Can't
well,
help it.
I'm just telling you, you're the one thing that I was looking forward to besides going to the malls, and I think you guys are great, and I'm really disappointed you're going off the air. That's incredible.
Well, now, who said we're going off the air?
I thought you said you're going off the air.
When did we say that?
Oh, well, my bad.
No, you see, we're guaranteeing that we're going to be on until next Friday, and then we take a vacation, and, you know,
during the vacation, anything can happen. We may right. not be back.
Well, please come back.
Well, we'll be, see, the point, let me say it again for everybody out there. We're going to be on this station every day, guaranteed, until next Friday. Then we take a week of vacation. After the vacation, we might be back on this station.
That's right.
Or we might be on another station. Or we might not be on at all.
Oh, okay.
But we can guarantee, don't worry about it till next Friday. Because we guarantee between now and Friday, we'll be on this station every day.
Okay?
Okay.
Everything's going to be just fine.
Okay, I love you guys. I really do.
Okay.
You guys are great.
Thanks. I'll meet you at the Gap.
Okay.
Bye. Or maybe at Ups and Downs, or my favorite shop, Anna Klein, too.
Of course.
Hello, WAVA.
Boy, let me tell you how much control you have over my life. I turned the radio on Friday, and music was playing, and I thought it was Saturday. I really panicked.
Yeah, that does kind of stand out like a sore thumb, doesn't it? I heard yesterday I turned it on for a couple of minutes, and I heard two songs in a row.
Yeah, it's very scary.
It was really frightening. I imagine that's probably how Frida felt when she woke up and found you there, Don. She probably thought it was Saturday also. We got a chance to hear some of the best of that we had heard. I'm new in the area, and yesterday we heard the Bulldog episode.
Oh, that's a good old one.
What a riot. That was wonderful.
That's, of course, the story when Mike had a big vibrator put in the hood of his car and drove all the way home with it.
But you're right. The vision of him smiling and waving at all those people that recognized him was just wonderful.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that like it was yesterday, and then little did I know that as I opened my door and looked in the front, and the grill of my car... There was this giant appendage from the pleasure chest, known as the Bulldog, latex sticking out of the front of my car. And I really thought everybody was recognizing me that day. I was happy as a clam, waving at everybody. Hi, how are you?
Great to have you guys in.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
But were you as happy as the bearded clam in Ocean City, which I'm going to go to sometime just because I love the sign on Route 50.
Now, have you ever been there before?
No, I haven't, but I got into an interesting discussion with my son about the place on the way down to Route 50 because we're driving down to the beach and, hey, the bearded clam. Daddy, why is that funny?
Oh, dear.
Well, look, and the picture on the side of the road has a clam who's got a little goatee happening, a little Van Dyke beard happening.
Did you go into detail about why you were thinking that was funny?
I told him I'd take him there sometime. So I'll go sometime. 57 at WAVA.
That's right. Bart, on your 18th birthday, we're going to the bearded clam.
And more calls next. It's 3 minutes till 7.
Call 1-800-999-DAVIS.
1-800-999-DAVIS.
Hey, they're the Davius. It's 701. At WAVA, Bart the Weatherman says cloudy and scattered showers, thunderstorms. High today will be 80. It's 66 outdoors right now in WAVA land. We'll get to more of these calls in just a second. Bill Lambeer from the Detroit Pistons is in town. He's in a limo, and we've been told we can't call him. Nice picture, huh?
That is a very nice picture. What a surprise. What a pleasant surprise.
We've been told that we can't call him, so now we're waiting for Bill Lambeer to call us. Perhaps this is him. Hello?
Hey, this is my guy.
This is not Bill Lambeer.
No.
Doesn't sound like him.
Did you get your feelings hurt?
Oh, with that call? Yeah. I'm past that.
Well, no, you sound a little pouty to me.
I'm past
that. I don't want you to get your feelings hurt if somebody likes Mike and doesn't like you. I like you much better than Mike. I mean, I like Mike fine, but I wouldn't sleep with him.
All right, thanks, honey.
All right, well, don't you be down. People have different tastes.
Even if we were like the last two people alive on the face of the earth?
Well, I don't know.
Honey, let's just stop it right here. You've made me feel better.
All right.
Okay.
I love you.
Love you, too.
I love you, honey, not you, Mike. I mean, I think you're a fine guy.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, sweetheart.
Oh, I feel like crap now.
Hello, WAVA. She said she sleeps with me, but she doesn't sleep with me, so don't worry about it. I mean, she said she sleeps with me, but she never does.
That's right. I want to pursue that desert island thing, you know, if, like, I had all the berries, you know. I won't feed you.
Hello, WAVA.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Have a Star Trek question for you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, oh, and the picture I tell Mike about, since the station's been sold to the Christians, the DJ tapes are rolling in now from guys who think there's going to be a lot of turnover here.
Right.
Like there
isn't, right.
So we're going to be playing some of the tapes, and we've got the very first hideous DJ picture. I don't know where the tape is that goes with that picture. I'll wait until we get the tape.
All right.
To put the two together.
Good-looking guy.
Really ugly guy. Hello?
Hey, Don.
Yeah?
I got a question for you about Star Trek.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you remember a couple of episodes, I think it's when they was fighting, I forget who it was,
they is fighting who?
I'm sorry. I'm sitting here in traffic, and these people are really crazy out here.
That's right. They was fighting who?
They was fighting them.
Who's them?
Anyway.
All right. Thanks, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Glad I could help you out. Hello, WAVA.
Hey, good morning, Dynamite.
Hello.
I just wanted to reminisce with you for a second and let you know the first time I listened to you all was about 5 or 6 years ago. I was working a midnight shift coming home one night and flipping around the dials and caught you all talking about the guy that was mailing body parts to and from people across the country. And I thought that was the most hysterical thing I'd heard. And y'all were going back and forth, and Kim was getting into it, and everybody was getting into it, and I listened to y'all.
Yeah, we were all naked. We were all naked at that time. I remember that.
That's what I used to do the show with like, body oil every day. They don't do it anymore.
Okay, well, I hope y'all stay in D.C.
We will. Don't worry. Now we're into talc.
That's how we used to be oil, just laughing and rubbing each other.
Now it's talc, because we all chafe so much. Now we've been bought by the Christians. Now, Christians cause chafing. Have I mentioned that? I gotta go.
Bye.
I'm a born-again chafer. It's 7:04. And the rest of these calls next on WAVA.
All right.
So stay on hold. I promise we're coming right back to you. Here is Dave.
In Georgetown, 66. 66.
11 degrees.
11 degrees.
Hey. At
7:11. That's the news. I'm Dave Schreiber on W.
What are you? I'm Batman.
AVA.
Thank you, Dave.
Don and Mike on WAVA.
Hello, Buttercup. I'll see you later.
See you later, sunshine.
Good Friday. My funny Valentine. It's 11 minutes past 7 at WAVA. The rest of your calls next. And all the lines are on hold right now, so I promise we'll get to those calls next. Here's news about David Letterman.
All right.
From the National Enquirer.
Mm-hmm.
Bitter David Letterman vows he'll leave NBC.
Really?
Now, here are the quotes. These quotes attributed to David Letterman. The bitter 44-year-old comic has ordered his attorney to go over his NBC. Now, here's the hotline. Could this be Bill Lambier?
Hope so.
Hello?
Hi, Dad.
Nope, it's not Bill Lambier. Hi, big guy. How you doing?
Hi. I want to do the weather now that it's summer.
Oh, no more school. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Mostly cloudy, showers, high 80, low 70.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, partly sunny and humid, high 90. It's a good day for the first day of vacation. School's out!
School is out. Hooray.
Right now, it's 6:30. But the Weatherman on WAVA.
Okay, good job. I love you.
I love you too. Bye.
Bye. I gotta say, the talent runs deep in the family. David Letterman says when NBC executives broke the news to him, he exploded. Quote, "They're a bunch of backstabbing cowards, and I'm going to make them pay. I'm going to cream the Tonight Show. I am very, very bitter." That's the quote that they say David Letterman said. Now, here's one of his friends. An unnamed source, a friend of David Letterman, says he's threatened to start a whole new show at CBS and take key people with him. He's told NBC executives who create another late-night show to go head-to-head with The Tonight Show. Now, Letterman quoted again, "My show has made tens of millions of dollars for Johnny Carson's production company. I've put millions in Johnny's pocket. And how does he pay me back? By doing nothing when I need his help."
Is this a quote?
Yes. "There's no doubt. If Johnny wanted me to succeed him, I would have. He still has the clout to put whoever he wants on the show." Says here, David Letterman earns a paltry $6 million a year as host of Late Night.
It just seems to me, I mean, I can understand he might be ticked off, but that just smacks of tabloid quotations.
Yeah.
You know,
what
was the very first quote? That, you know, "I'm going to get them back.
They're a bunch of backstabbing cowards, and I'm going to make them pay."
Yeah, that's it. "I'm going to make them pay." Like he's just sitting there with a cigar. "I'm going to make them pay."
One other thing I didn't believe yesterday. Anybody watch that during the news, that Chuck Robb Wilder thing?
Could Chuck Robb look a little more neurotic?
Hi, this is Chuck Robb, and I never listen to Mike on WAVA.
Could you just please say Don and Mike? We'll splice it in.
Yeah, just this is Senator Robb. I never listen to Don and Mike on WAVA.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike, Senator. That's all we
need. I've got to offend both of you, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I never listen to Don or Mike on WAVA.
The one point I thought in the whole thing that was very telling is, I felt bad for Wilder, because Robb did all the talking, and it seemed to me like Robb was in that CYB, cover your butt,
sure,
mode. At one point, they said to him, "Well, Governor Wilder, we know that you say you are sure that you did not screw with him."
Right.
Yeah. They're saying this to Wilder. "You are sure that Robb is sure that you did not screw with him. Are you sure that Senator Robb did not screw with you?" Then when he's going to answer it, Robb jumps in and says,
"Yeah.
Well, I think both of us have agreed that we're going to put this behind us."
Robb was totally out of control during that whole press conference.
And I'm watching this, I'm thinking, hey, Wilder, you're the governor of Virginia, babe. Stand up and tell us what you think.
Well, the thing about it, I thought of the two, Wilder was very much in control and kind of cool and wasn't as neurotic, feeling that he had to jump in and interrupt. And during one point where Wilder was trying to answer a question, they showed Chuck Robb giving like this A-OK sign to a cameraman. And then he interrupts again to say, I just want you to know, I gave him the photo op. I gave him the A-OK sign to one cameraman out there. I hope it makes the And
you see the part where they asked him, he said, "This might hurt your political future down the road."
Yeah.
Now, Robb is not, he is standing back because Wilder is answering the question.
Right.
But then he came back and said, as long as this was brought up, I thought we'd say for the record, I'm not running for anything. I am certainly glad that you think I will.
Yeah, like Rob's going to be asked. I mean, I think Wilder is the guy that really everybody's pointing to for the 1992 election. But Robb was just basically trying to cover his butt. And it's his office that has apparently this tape,
right,
of Wilder. And to the best of my knowledge, all that was said on that tape was Governor Wilder probably talking to somebody and saying, "You hear about what happened to Chuck Robb with that babe? Yeah, he's dead." And I don't blame Governor Wilder for that. out if he said that.
But it just he shouldn't have been letting Rob do all the talking yesterday.
I know.
That Rob was like trying to cover his butt and wouldn't let Wilder say anything. And Wilder's done nothing wrong. Why doesn't he just go, listen, I was in a boozy rubdown with Miss Virginia.
Yeah, that's basically it. But it kind of looked cool. He looked like basically he wasn't fazed by any of this. Rob, on the other
hand, looked like he wet his pants.
He looked like he had some kind of accident. Everything's okay now. We're friends. We're good buddies. We met for an hour, and then when he said, I've invited him to come down and have lunch in the Senate lunchroom.
As soon as our schedules can jive.
Like Governor Wilder's going to go, wow, man.
All right, here we go. Back to the phone scan now. Enough topicality. 17 past 7. Let's talk about us. Hello, WAVA.
Yeah, I would sleep with Mike.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I was feeling like garbage. You know, we're just dueling feeling like crap right now. And
well, thanks. Now you've made me feel like crap. Well, now it's back on my shoulders.
Oh, first of all, Don's feelings were hurt, and then Frida turns around tries to make Don feel better by insulting Mike's virile masculinity.
But how come nobody comes to my defense when this guy says he hates me, but my wife says she won't sleep with Mike, and the first call we get out of the shoot is, poor Mike, what am I, chopped liver? I was doing the show for 15 years before I met Mike.
Well, we're sorry, but you already have somebody to sleep with, and Mike doesn't.
Well, that's not necessarily true. I do have a girlfriend.
He's shacking up with his gal, pal.
Okay.
Well, there are a lot of us who do have the steaming undies for Mike.
Thank you, ma'am.
Don,
thank you.
You're nice, too.
Yeah, but you wouldn't sleep with me, right?
No, I would not.
All right, well,
fine. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jeez. Why is this happening today?
Because these people missed us.
Back. We're back.
They didn't have anybody to screw with for the last 4 or 5 days.
Now they're back so they can screw with us.
LFWAVA.
Good morning, Don and Mike. I was just curious.
I would sleep with you, Mike. Can I tell you that for the... Well, what am I saying? I would.
Together,
I
for God's sake.
Hello?
I'm sorry, I wouldn't sleep with either of you, but I wanted to know whether, if you guys really leave WAVA, whether you're going to take Frank and Janet and Anna, but especially Frank with you to a new station.
Frank has the umbilical cord
right
here to my belly button. Okay?
You get to take all the tapes, too.
Yes, all the tapes have already been put on big master reels. Much like Master Ree, June Ree the Master.
Well, you're someone who's really been thinking about this, huh?
Yeah, no, I sort of wonder what they're going to do with you guys, frankly.
Well, we do too. And like I say, we can guarantee we'll be on this station, WAVA, every scheduled day from now until the 28th of June. That's when we go on vacation, and after that, I don't know.
Is Salem Broadcasting going to at least tell us if you guys have left during your vacation?
I think you'd be able to figure out if we've left or not if they talk about us at all.
That's probably true.
If we need to, we'll have a press conference, much like Governor Wilder and Senator Rob.
Well, Jeffrey York was pretty nice to you guys. He didn't really snipe at you in this story.
No, you know, and I got to say, and you know, I hesitate to throw the dog a bone because he's bitten us so many times in the groin area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's come around like a happy dog looking to hump at our leg and instead has bitten us. But you let me say that I had a really nice conversation with Jeffrey on Sunday, about an hour, trying to straighten out some of this stuff, and he
has some of the stuff that I told him that you didn't want to get in the newspaper. Sorry about that. Sorry, but it's true. It's true.
I didn't bring that up. I wasn't going to bring that up.
But, I mean, if you don't want me to talk about that, I won't. But, I mean, I think it's funny that I was wrong, and I said a lot of stuff. I was in kind of a chatty mood with Jeffrey.
Chatty Cathy.
And what I have to learn about Jeffrey is that Jeffrey basically will take anything I say and really turn it into something bigger than it really is, and that happened.
Made a couple of offhand
comments. Tell him.
Right? No, he can't tell you what he told
you. I can't tell you. I really can't. Okay.
Oh, that's not fair.
I know it's not fair, but I made a couple of comments about an individual, and
right,
I shouldn't have done
it. We should just leave it at that.
I just have one more question.
Yes.
Would any of this have happened if Alan Goodman had left, or not left, rather?
Yes, all of it. I mean, trust me, the selling of the station has had nothing to do with who's in charge here.
Yeah, it would have happened anyway.
Is Alan upset?
Why should he be upset? He's got a new gig. He's president of another radio company.
I know, but his two favorite stars are suddenly
addressed. Mike, I hate to bring this harsh reality to you, but business is business. I mean, we're his friends, but he's got his own job, right?
Yeah, we're A-OK, sir. Don't worry about us.
Okay. I mean, we'll be fine. You'll find us somewhere around here. Don't worry.
Okay, well, as long as Frank still has a job, I worry about his kid.
Well, Frank will have a job, and we'll have a job as long as Denny's has, breakfast food.
Grand Slam specials. Frank is the one, and all the rest, you know, and we'll work on getting the rest wherever we go next, if we have to go somewhere else. But Frank is Frank's a member of the umbilical cord.
Okay,
so don't worry about Frank or his kids. I wouldn't want anything to happen to his kids either.
Okay, have a good day.
I mean, for God's sakes, I feel responsible for that boy now and his family.
Well, you fathered one of them, right?
Quiet, WAVA.
Yeah, Don?
Yeah, I am.
How you doing, Don?
Fine.
This is Joe. Hey, listen, let's see how far back you can go into your cobwebs. Remember 2 years ago on a Thanksgiving day when you were playing the oldies? And I called you up and I said, I just dropped my wife off at work.
Oh, yeah, you sure? I have a clue.
Well, today's my 35th birthday, and I've been listening to Don and Mike for the last 6 years, since you guys have been on WAVA, and I just want to say that you guys are the greatest.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
The greatest. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Keep up the impressions.
Thank you.
You're super.
But would you sleep with him? I didn't say anything about sex.
Only if he says please.
Hey! All right! Hasta la vista, baby. WAVA, it's 22 past 7. We'll have those winning songs sometime for you, but to be honest with you folks, I don't give a hoot now when the news is. I don't care when we do the announcements. We're back to our haphazard style of broadcasting.
Willy-nilly.
And if they don't like it, they can fire us. Hello.
Good morning, Don and Mike. How you guys?
They don't have the guts to fire us. Just let me say right now, they don't have the guts to fire us.
Really?
They don't. I mean, what other job could you have? Well, really, we just said to them, you sold the station. We're pissed off at you. I'm not coming to work. And they said, okay. And then we called and said, I'm still pissed off. I'm not coming Monday or Tuesday. Okay. Can you come on Wednesday? Come on. I'm pushing you here. Fire me. Fire me.
What about me?
Well, I include you. When I say me.
Say we on this. I don't want to be sitting here working for Christians.
Please, when I say me, I mean.
It's important time now.
We went through this last hour,
didn't
we?
Yes.
You and Frank are both my best friends.
Right.
However, you are slightly ahead of Frank because I've got the partnership, I've got the incorporation, I've got the deal, I've got the contracts with you.
Normally I don't mind when you say me, but if you're going to say fire us.
But I could. But even if I wanted to break myself off from you now, I couldn't. We're trapped together forever.
I want to be fired with you.
Me is us. All right. We fire us. We wish to be fired.
All for one and one for all.
Fire us.
We should all come in and join hands.
Fire us today. Do it. Get it off your minds. Don't worry about what we're going to say, what we might say.
Right.
Who we might talk about, the various improprieties of WAVA over the last 6 years that we could bring to the surface.
Yeah, you silence your loose cannons.
Fire us now. Hello, WAVA. Hello.
Hi. Welcome back.
Hi, thanks.
Well, I'll follow you anywhere.
If I give you
my number, will you call me and tell me what radio station you'll be on?
Hey, you don't need... trust me, when we go somewhere else, you'll figure it out.
Well,
there will be such a buzz in the community, you'll hear it.
Well, I'll set my radio station so that it seeks out your voice.
And that's a B-U-Z-H, buzz. Thank you.
Well, we really want you to stay around. I mean,
well, everyone was
accusing me of going through withdrawals yesterday because I couldn't really hear your true voices, just the tape.
Well, we're not going anywhere. You know, I mean, speaking just for myself, we got a house here, I got a kid in school here. You know, I'm from here, my wife is from here. I'm not going, and of course, I mean, we're not going.
Well, if you guys, I know you're going to say no to this, but I'm having a party on the 4th of July. I don't live that far from mine.
No. Hello, WAVA.
Hello?
No.
You guys must be pretty devastated.
That was a joke.
I could get my joke.
That was a joke.
I said no, that was...
Hello?
I have a kooky joke.
Yeah, that was a joke, sir. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I heard you guys are pretty devastated about everything.
Yeah, we're devastated.
I mean, you didn't get the NBC series, and now you got these Christians crawling up your back.
Yeah, I know.
I hope you guys aren't going to get circumcised now.
Well, what are you doing?
How do you know I'm not already circumcised?
Yeah.
Somebody told me.
Gross. Gross. You are gross.
Well, I am. Fire me. I'm circumcised. 7:26.
We are circumcised.
We are circumcised.
Fire us. We're circumcised.
It's 7:26. We'll answer the rest of these throbbing calls next. Baja. 7:30, Gertie, with Donaldo and Miguel. Does this beat all? We're back on the station. It's 7:30, and here are today's winning songs for Wednesday, 6/19/91, and they are EMF. I told you what EMF stands for, right?
What does EMF stand for?
Remember, I can't tell you on the radio.
What does the first word stand for?
I think erotic.
Yeah, and then we all know what the other two letters mean.
Anyway, EMF, mighty fine. Unbelievable.
More food.
It's unbelievable by it's unbelievable by EMF.
Unbelievable.
And Madonna, Open Your Heart. Those are the winning songs worth $1,000 today.
W-A-B-A.
Oh, you got them? It's unbelievable by EMF.
Everybody, more food.
And Madonna, Open Your Heart. They'll play today between 3 and 4 with Joe What a Man Friday.
All right.
Make sure if you're the winner that you scream and yell a lot, because I'm sure Joe's running tape today. Hello, you're on the air. Ow, it's 7:31 at WAVA. Hello.
Hi.
Joe will have the songs today between 3 and 4. And you give him a really good demo tape. Make sure you really scream a lot. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Oh, am I?
Is this Marina?
Wait, no. What?
You sounded like a regular listener of ours named Marina.
Well, I am a regular listener, yeah.
You're Marina, aren't you?
Huh?
No, she's not Marina, are you?
Well, no, I just want to say that, you know...
Is your name Marina?
No.
Okay.
I'm Gettysburg, you know, boring. Been there, done that, boring.
Okay, how you doing?
Well, fine. I just want to say Frank did a wonderful job the last couple of days.
Did you guys,
and if you go to a new station, are you going to take him with you?
Yeah, we just answered that. Yeah, Frank is going with us.
Oh, good.
Frank's
and
part
Dave,
of the team.
And Dave, too?
Well, now, Dave, we'd like to bring along. Frank's the only one, you know, we've only got so much room in the car.
Yeah, I know.
and at the next station, to be honest with you, they might not have news on our show on the next station.
Oh, okay. Well, I enjoy listening to you guys. And
I don't want to give a hint about where that next station might be or anything.
We don't want to tip our hand. How are you doing
this
morning?
It might be here. It might be
here. Frank was fantastic the last couple of
years. Was he?
He held it together and he did well.
Do you,
you know, I listened to you.
Do you watch The Price is Right?
No.
You sound like you might be a fan of Bob Barker's.
No.
It's a beautiful animal.
Who am I talking to?
Who do you think?
Don?
Yes, and Mike.
Oh, okay. And Mike.
Hello?
We can't forget that.
That's right.
Frank did a great job covering up for you guys. He did.
Okay, we'll tell him you called.
And I hope, you know, I know you're going to move on to another radio station.
Well, not for sure now.
And I hope you take them with you.
Okay.
Well, I'll drink to that.
We'll try to...
We like them.
All right. More NyQuil for everybody.
Okay.
Bye-bye. I'd like mine with a slice of lime, please. Hello.
Hey. Hi, guys.
Hello, Lava.
How's it going?
Fine.
Hey, sorry to hear you guys leaving.
Hey. Well, now, folks, everybody, we don't know for sure we're leaving yet.
Okay.
I mean, I know for sure we're leaving, but I just don't know when, okay?
We don't know exactly what the future holds, okay?
Right.
But we can guarantee that we're going to be on until next Friday at WAVA.
That is the one guarantee we'll make. We won't screw with you anymore, so you go through this dumb withdrawal thing.
All right.
We will promise you we'll be on every day until next Friday.
I reckon you guys know you're famous all the way in Germany.
Germany again, there's that word. Frank, I have to be in Brussels in the morning.
I hear you. What does the future hold, General Bolshada?
I kind of never figured out that Hogan had all those tunnels going underneath.
You mean to tell me that searchlight didn't see that tree stump opening up when those guys were going through the tunnel?
And how come Hogan always got to make it with all the German babes? All the Fraulein's at the beer garden.
Yeah, and they all spoke English.
German accent. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Except when he spoke German, he talked regular English.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When he was going to fake like he was talking German, he should have gone like, Was ist das? Mm-hmm. Instead, he would walk in and go, and his Bob Crane American, hey, what is this?
And you mean to tell me that they could bribe Schultz with just strudel, apple strudel, and he'd let them do anything?
And didn't they ever, like, look under the bed? You know, when they would lift up that bed that would go all the way down. And how come they had all those uniforms?
Yeah, they always got uniforms for any rank. Any rank and any, you know, form of the German army.
You know, and they never figured out that all the stuff that happened, all the munitions trucks that were blown up, all of the secret spies that were killed, that was happened right around Stalag 13.
Right. And, you know, for as ruthless as Major Hochstetter was, he never killed anybody.
And I saw an episode where Hogan went into the a local beer garden, and Hogan, Klink went in, and Hogan was there wearing his German clothes.
Right.
But Klink was too afraid to do anything.
Was Klink really that stupid?
Yes, sir. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Hogan's Heroes, your feelings.
The subject, Hogan's Heroes. Was it real?
Are the Germans that dumb?
These
I don't think so. I drive a German-made car, and I don't think you're that dumb.
No, they make good cars.
They couldn't make such a good car if they couldn't figure out those damn tunnels were right there the whole time. I think not.
What do you think, sir?
I don't think they're that dumb.
Okay. Well, why did you call, sir?
Oh, I called to say, let's move on, man. Let's go rock some elevators.
Pardon me?
What do you mean?
Well, you have to pick a station, correct?
Turn your radio down.
Hurry now, because I've just hit the news sounder, meaning your time's almost up.
Okay. How will we know where you're going to be?
You'll find it out. That's all I can say. You'll find it out. In a word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can, we'll tell you if we know for sure.
Otherwise, look to the sky.
Is it going to be like on the sports machine?
Yeah, it'll be on the sports machine. Watch the sports machine every week.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. It'll be on the sports machine.
Bye. Yeah. I'm George Michael. Here's where they are.
736 WAVA. We'll answer the rest of these calls, and then we'll play Jeopardy at 202-432-9282. Well, you know, what the hell am I doing? What do I care when the news comes on? Let's finish the calls right now. Hello? Right.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I thought you were going into the news.
Yeah, I did too, but that was before the station was sold.
Oh, okay. Well, that guy was a duh. Anyway, I just wanted to say I've been with you guys for 6 years. When I first turned your radio station on, you two had your mothers doing the show.
I remember that.
And from then on, I was hooked. And I just wanted to say, please do not make me go back to Donnie Simpson. Don't make me turn to Candy Shannon.
We'll
please
be somewhere.
Keep me from going to Robin Breeden. Don't leave.
Don't worry.
We're not going to leave town, okay?
Okay.
Okay, promise.
All right. Love you.
Love you.
Mwah.
Mwah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now. Hello, WAVA.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I just wanted to let you know that my radio doesn't pick up AM.
Is that sort of a hint as to what you want us to do, sir?
Yeah, I just don't want you to go over to AM.
Well, you know, hey, if the Bucks are there, we're going to AM.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
If the Bucks are there, we'll start a newspaper column.
And again, the whole thing with AM just depends on the hope of Hardin Weaver.
It'll be on the air at 6:30.
I'm the winner at 7:30.
Frank! Jackson!
Bernie!
Oh, well, I'm having difficulty breathing.
I've fallen.
Oh, but I can't get up.
Sounds of the pacemakers over at WMAL.
Still running.
Hello, WAVA.
Good morning, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Fine.
Hey,
just wait for Hardin and Weaver to kick so we can get that gig.
It could be any time now. Hey, I've been a loyal listener of yours since...
Well, you know what we're going to have to start doing? Excuse me, sir. Is hide in the bushes again.
Yep.
Outside right. MAM. We used to do this 3 or 4 years ago.
Or maybe just one well-placed call to that guy with a mustache and tell him to go spend more time on his tugboat.
We used to just hide right outside their bushes, and they'd come out every day and go, boo!
It would just startle them, but they never keeled over.
Hello.
Hello. I've been a loyal listener of yours since I graduated college in 1988, and I sure hate to see you go anywhere. I hope you'll be staying here in Washington.
Okay, again, for the 8,000th time, we want to stay, too, and odds are we will.
Well, as a loyal listener, I just wanted to let you know that I'm behind you, and I'll find you wherever you go.
All right. Thank you.
And I also wanted to help you to achieve your combined objectives there. But if you tell us the Danny Thomas and the Raymond Burr story.
No,
I thought I'd give it a try.
Something about a guy like this saying he'll find us wherever we go has somewhat of a threatening tone to it.
Hello, WAVA.
Don and Mike, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Yeah. Busy can be considering the circumstances.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Here's another guy that really doesn't care about our circumstances. Huh?
Actually, I do.
Do you really?
As an employee, as a fellow employee now of a religious broadcaster, I can identify very strongly.
What do you work for there? You work for the swag man, the jolly swag man?
It doesn't matter. They're all the same, aren't they?
The aura man?
Once a jolly swag man camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolibot tree, and he sang as he watched him, waited till his billy boiled, "You'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me."
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't either.
All right, so what can we do for you there?
Hopefully.
Padre.
Anyway, I'm hoping anyway that both of you will manage to stay in the Washington market.
For the 8,000th and first time, yes, we will.
And second of all, assuming that you will stay, you need to keep your eye on this particular station, because I don't think the Washington market's going to be too receptive to the format. Matter of fact, if I can make a prediction, you can probably come back in about another 2 years and buy it for about $1,500.
All right, that's your expert analysis. What other outlet do you work for, sir?
Come on, like I said, they're all the same.
No, you got to tell us now.
I'll give you a hint. It's on AM.
It's on AM. Well, I don't know any other religious broadcasters currently on AM. What are your call letters?
You ain't missing much.
What are your call letters?
Come on, be a man and share it with us.
WCTN.
CTN. And what do you do there? You do middays, afternoon drive?
No. I work in production.
Production. All right, well, we appreciate your support, and we'll take everything under advisement.
Thanks so much.
You do that.
All right, now.
Bye-bye now.
God be with you. Hello, WKVA.
Hello, Don, Mike?
Yes, hello.
Hello, I think I may have a way to help you if you really want to get fired.
Well, I think we've got that one pretty much under control.
Let me suggest one bit from the past. Praise the Brides, Robert Bork's daughter-in-law is in here today.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Really?
E4 of the Post. F4 of the Post.
Hey, bring me the head of Robert Bork's daughter.
Yeah, he's such an attractive man. I wonder if those jeans run in the family.
He could be a winner.
He could fill out a pair of slacks, can he?
He sure can. Heavy smoker, too.
But wherever you go, we'll be there.
All right, thank you, sir.
Take care.
Gotta go. All right, now we'll do the news. It's 7:42, and Jeopardy's next at 202-432-9282. Are you holding for Jeopardy?
No.
No, hi, what can I do for you?
I'd just like to tell Don and Mike not to leave.
We're not going anywhere.
Hey, she must be adopted or something.
No, I just don't want Don and Mike to leave.
She ain't that bad.
All right. Is this in-law?
Right here.
Oh, this is in-law, right?
In-law who?
Is his daughter in-law?
Bride of...
No.
Oh, so that's the bride of his son.
Oh, so it doesn't matter. So there's no connection there.
Right. She's good looking. The son is the guy I'd like to see the picture of. He's got to be the guy with the ugly stuff. All right, thank you.
All right.
Although I tell you what, they're pretty hideous bunch today in the paper. They have 1, 2, 3, 4. Look at 4. 5, gross couple.
Yeah, the guy more than the lady there.
And 6, they're doing that Siamese twins thing with their head. Couple number 6. So maybe we will do Praise the Brides today, too.
All right.
WAVA. But Jeopardy is next. And now, simply because the station was sold, I don't care. Fire me. Here's the 7:30 news at 7:43. Flanders, we'll put the news on when we want to.
66, 11 degrees.
11 degrees.
At 7:48, that's the news brought to you by Marlowe Furniture. I'm Dave Schreiber. I'm W.
Thou foul, deaf spirits, come.
Ow! Salem Broadcasting.
And remember, Ernest Angley didn't do it.
Amen.
Amen.
AVA.
Good morning, brother. From Don and Mike. W-A-V-A.
It's 7:48. We'll have Dave's day in the next hour. And news for Dave about the clown thing, which we haven't forgotten about. Dave, tomorrow, great news. The clown that came to my kids' party, Kenzo the clown.
Kenzo, yeah.
He'll be here tomorrow.
All right, is he going to bring all his stuff?
Yes, he is, and he's gonna. I guess are we gonna get Dave dressed up tomorrow? Gonna get the face stuff put on tomorrow, Frankie?
Yeah, tomorrow is Dave's first clown tutorial, where he will have Kenzo will be here for about an hour or two to teach Dave. I figure what they'll do is they'll go away in the other room while we carry on with the show, and then Dave will come back and show us what he's learned.
All right, you got it, folks. Dave's first appearance as a clown.
All right.
Tomorrow on WAVA. And what time is Butthead supposed to be here, Frank?
Supposed to be here right after 8.
Okay, we'll find out Jason Hervey. I guess that means about 8:30 this morning on WAVA.
It's Jason. We have to remember that.
We expect so little from you, Jason. It is 7:49, good guy Tom. Here's the winning songs today on WAVA. They are Unbelievable by EMF.
Unbelievable.
And Madonna, Open Your Heart. Mm-hmm. When they play, we pay $1,000 to WAVA. And whenever they play, make sure that you give a real good reaction so the DJ can get a good audition tape together. Nothing sounds better on a DJ audition tape than the sound of it. You won $1,000. Oh, my God!
God.
That's right. Give Joe a screamer.
Oops, you gave it away.
Ooh, sorry about that.
You gave it away. What's it matter?
What's it matter?
Que sera sera. It's 7:49 to WAVA. Last item before Low Budget Jeopardy, and that's coming up next. I got a copy here of the letter that our friend Sam Lipton sent to Johnny Carson.
Oh, dear.
Remember, Sam Lipton has been coming in for quite a while now, making us songs, and here's a copy of the handwritten letter that he sent to Johnny Carson.
Still stained.
To the Johnny Carson Tonight Show, dear sir, I've got two good people that would be great on the Tonight Show, and I hope you're able to put them on. They are two DJs whose station is WAVA, the Don and Mike Morning Zoo in Arlington, Virginia. And they are well-known in Virginia, Washington, and Maryland, and they have a big following. They always rave about the Johnny Carson Show, and Jay Leno, you've got to believe that. In fact, on Jay, they called one of his writers in New Jersey, who is called a rabbi, but he is not, and talked to him.
I just want to say that this is not your reading, this is Sam's writing, everyone.
I'm reading it as written.
That's right.
They are always talking about
what's that
Jay
word?
And David Letterman, if they're mad at each other or just good friends. They put on a Jeopardy show and...
And what?
I can't read the next word. Geronimo is the MC. They always talk to people on car phones, drive up to a light, and one person will say to another driver and ask him if he has any Poupon Dijon, and if the other driver says, but of course they get prizes.
Hey, Johnny's just reading this now. Hey, this is good stuff.
They just had a Jell-O wrestling match with women. They talked about going to a nudist camp for about a week and what they should wear. They had a crane to drop them in a chocolate bath. They married about 50 couples over the...
What is that word?
N-O-D-I-E.
Nodi?
I don't know. And they gave a party for the Desert Storm GIs in the backyard of the station. They come up with crazy voices and can tell you about... Again, I can't get it. And Mike has a voice called Charlie.
Oh, he put Charlie in there. Good for him.
Wow. If you want a good laugh. George Michael, the sports center for NBC, talks to them on the radio. Mark Rippon, the quarterback for the Redskins, is a great friend of theirs. And people... stars, that is, talks to them all the time. Now, there is one thing I don't like. The radio station is going to be sold for $21 million. On the purchase price, only 20. I'm told to a Christian bunch of people. I don't think Mike and Don will stay there, but they deserve a chance in television, and I hope you will give them that chance. For the last couple of years, I've heard you ought to be in television. Sam Lipton.
Sam. And we would like to applaud Sam and thank him for that letter that hopefully Johnny had his hands on, too. Johnny actually read it. Ed, I want you to take a look at this letter. It's a guy named Sam Lipton. Boy, we got to get cracking on this one.
Let's call Sammy.
All right.
Let's call Sammy and see if he's at home.
We appreciate his support.
Oh, hello, is Sam there, please?
Hello?
Hello, Sammy, please.
Is Sam here?
No. Darn Sam's it. Already gone.
Sam's gone. Well, listen.
Albert?
Yes.
Yeah,
is Sam here?
No.
Sam?
He isn't here.
Sam?
He isn't here.
What?
Sam isn't here.
What'd you say, ma'am?
I said Sam is not here.
Who else is on the line?
His sister.
His sister, what's your name?
Hello?
Who's that yelling?
What's going on?
I don't know.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Don.
Guess you didn't buy it.
Tried to fool her. Well, Sam's not there, I guess. He's out chasing parked cars or something. So we'll get to see him tomorrow. Thanks for the letter to Johnny Carson, though.
All right.
Your people always thinking about us. Hey, hi, Reed.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to say great to have you back. I've missed you. I've missed you so much. My hair almost went from curly to straight. I got to tell you that right now, Donald.
It is 7:54, and I notice that the back door light is here. That could mean that Jason Hervey from the Wonder Years Butthead is here.
All right.
He'll be on right after Jeopardy. But first, here is Reed, and it is 7:54.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. And now entering the studio is our first challenger, a computer specialist from Washington, D.C. Let's say hi to Annette Josefowicz.
Good morning.
Hi, Annette.
How are you?
Super.
And now entering the studio is our second challenger. This is a CPA from Silver Spring. Let's have a nice, healthy round of applause for Kevin McCarthy.
Hello, Kevin.
Morning, LQ.
And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Remember, Kevin and Annette, don't screw with LQ. And say hi to Alex from Geronimo.
Hi, Alex.
Thanks, Reach. Hi, Annette. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Alex.
Kids, don't forget to answer in the form of a question. I live with my mom. We're in a clip on Timeless Studios by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex as we're playing the game. It's LQ near Chris Messer. Always call him R.P. Regis Philbin.
Marvelous.
Okay.
And here are the categories. At 5 before 8, it'll be cloudy and rainy and drizzly with a high 75 today.
Oh, yucky poop.
And it's only 66 outdoors now. Here are the categories. They are these movies open in July.
Good one.
Celebrities in the news.
Yes, sir.
What's the connection? Yesterday's TV talk show topics.
All right, you.
And name the partner.
Marvelous.
And Annette, you're the challenger. We'll start with, well, you're both challengers, but I like girls better than boys. So Annette, we'll start with you.
Good for you.
Okay. Call me straight.
I'll take,
Call me Homo sapien.
Hey, you Homo sapien. Sorry to interrupt, Annette.
Okay, LQ, I'll take TV topics for a dollar.
Okay. Yesterday's TV talk show topics. For one, William Shatner.
What is Oprah?
Ah. Hey, Kevin, your chance to steal, my friend.
What is Phil Donahue?
Oh, yeah. Phil Donahue would waste an hour on him?
Really?
No, it's Joan Rivers wasting an hour on William Shatner.
Lovely, Joan. Annette, you're still in control, darling.
Okay, let's try TV topics for two.
Okay. Just on the local affiliate yesterday, it was not the national show, but they ran this on local one yesterday, the Chicago Bulls.
Hey, Kevin, it's steal time.
Kevin, you could
what guess.
What is Geraldo? No. No, it was Oprah. And you see, here's the deal. Yesterday's real topic was big city housing projects.
Yeah.
However, Channel 7 reran the show that was on 2 days ago with the Chicago Bulls yesterday. But it doesn't matter because you didn't know anyway.
And then you're in control.
Okay, let's finish the category for three.
Teenagers and guns.
What is Geraldo?
Got Geraldo written all over it.
$3 for you. You're finally on the board. And with $3, congratulations. Darling, select again.
Thank you, RP. Let's try What's the Connection for one.
Okay. Now, I'll give you three items, and you tell me what they'll have, what they all have in common, okay?
Okay.
And here we go. What's the connection for one? A pancake, a coin, the bird.
Are they all flat?
No, that wasn't in the form of a question.
Hey, I get it. Hey, Kevin, your chance to steal. Good one, LQ.
They all have, what is, they all have tails?
No. Things you flip.
Yeah.
So you get it. You flip a pancake, you flip a coin, you flip the bird.
Marvelous. And Annette, darling, you're in control.
Okay, let's try. What's the connection for two?
An egg, a promise, and wind.
They're all broken. They're all broken.
No.
Hey, Kevin, your chance to steal.
What if they're all broken?
No. What is it? Things you break. You have a broken wind. You break wind. You break. It's break.
Break. then, you're in control, darling.
Let's finish out the category for three.
Okay. A vacuum, a straw, Jack Diamond.
What is they all suck?
Yes, that's very close. We'll give that to you. Things that suck.
$3 for you, Annette. You're still in control. You're having a fine game.
Great. What was the last category?
Oh, I don't know. What's the score, Reed?
$6 for Annette. Kevin has zero.
Okay, here's what we have left now. We have these movies open in July, Celebrities in the News, and Name the Partner.
I'm going to go Celebrities in the News for one.
Good choice. Recent Fire TV star who will renew her wedding vows Sunday in New Orleans.
I don't know.
And the silence is deafening.
Kevin, your chance to steal.
It was Delta Burke.
There you go, my friend. You're finally on the board with $1. Way to go, Kevin McCarthy.
Finally, how about Celebrities in the News for two?
All right. Pinhead idiot who just spent $300,000 on a custom Porsche with a stereo that's 150 watts. Something like that.
Who is Andre Agassi?
Nice guess. Annette, your chance to steal, darling.
What is Jose Canseco?
No, although he is a good pinhead idiot. No, it's Vanilla Ice. It's Robbie Van Winkle.
Ice Ice Baby! And Kevin, you're in control.
Liberty in the news for $3.
America's two favorite entertainers.
Who is Don and Mike?
Shoo.
Took you a while there, Kevin. $3 for you. This might be a good time to select again. I'm sorry.
Name the partner for $1.
There you go.
Okay, name the partner for one. Proctor.
Who is Gamble?
That's right, so you got it. $1 for you, Kevin. Way to go. Hey, you're smoking now. Your brain must hurt.
Name the partner for $2.
Bonnie.
Who is Clyde?
That's right. $2 for you. Hey, you've taken the lead, Kevin McCarthy.
Let's finish the category for $3.
Tit.
What is ass?
No. No, but a good guess. Annette, your chance to steal.
What is buff?
No, tit for tat.
Tit for tat. Come on, it's common knowledge.
Hey, Kevin, you're still in control.
Okay.
Give him one anyway.
$1 for you, bringing your total to $8, Kevin.
All right, we'll give you one for that answer, Kevin. Okay, last connection now. These movies open in July. Stars big old dumb old Arnold opens July 3rd.
What is Running Man 2?
I am taking that dollar away.
All right, knocking you back down to $7, Kevin. Annette, your chance to steal.
What is Terminator 2?
Yes, how can you not know that one, Kevin?
$1 for you, Annette.
Something.
Okay, let's try these movies in July for 2.
Okay. Stars small old, dumb old John Ritter opens July 3rd.
Kevin, your chance to take the lead.
It's clouding up here. Getting very close to one of those rainouts.
Man, oh man, look at that. Those stupidity clouds are coming in. Yeah, he didn't have it either.
No, of course. A problem child, too.
And Annette, you're still in control.
Well, let's close out the category for 3.
You never get it. Sarah's medium-sized, smart old Harrison Ford. His new movie opens July 12th. Yeah, and Kevin, should I waste my time repeating it?
Nope.
Okay. What is Regarding Harry?
And that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy, and we got a tie.
We do. It's a tie alert. What does the score read?
$7 for Kevin, $7 for Annette. They're both tied up.
All right. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. What do you want, Frank? Sam Lipton on line one. He's at Rosecroft Raceway. And what? Hold on, Frank. And what else?
And Jason Hervey is waiting out in the hall.
Okay, well, you can just wait a second, because we got to do final low-budget Jeopardy now, and then we'll talk to Sam Lipton. And good luck, Annette and Kevin. Here is the category, and it is Spelling Bee.
All right.
And here is the answer. Today's word is prenuptial.
Whoa. Good night. All contestants on low-budget Jeopardy will receive a lot of sauce, steak sauce. The steak sauce for folks who want a lot of sauce on their meat. A lot of sauce is filled with a lot of delicious ingredients that will make you want to use a lot of it. Otherwise, we wouldn't call it lot of sauce. Our runners-up on low-budget Jeopardy will receive the Hasbin Book of Naked Comedians. You get all the comedians you might have forgotten in a book. Naked page after naked page. Comics like Louie Nye, Pat Cooper, and Peepaw Beauty. With the special Franklin Ajay, Richard Belzer Centerfold. It's comedy living. Now back to final low-budget Jeopardy. With Alex Trebek Geronimo. Yeah.
Thanks, Reed.
You're welcome.
Does this beat all, Reed? We're still working here.
Yeah, we are. Isn't that incredible?
Isn't that something?
Does this beat all? I like the way you say that.
Does this beat all?
You marvelous. That's great.
Go figure.
Terrific.
It doesn't matter who I talk to first. It's a dead even tie. So we'll talk to Kevin first. Hi, Kevin.
Yes.
Kevin, the word is prenuptial.
Okay.
Spell it.
What is P-R-E-N-U-P-T-I? A-L.
That's right. You double your score to $14. Way to go, Kevin.
And Annette. Annette.
Yes.
The word is prenuptial.
Okay, what is P-R-E-N-U-P-T-I-A-L?
Oh, my God, they both got it right.
And that means they get to come back tomorrow. Boy, what a treat for our audience. brilliant.
Oh, no.
Marvelous, marvelous, marvelous.
Congratulations, Kevin.
Thank you.
Yes, unfortunately, it is true. We do play by some semblance of the rules here.
Super duper.
And tell them about the money they've won, Reed.
They both doubled their score to $14. We throw in a $25 bonus to both of them, bringing their totals collectively to $39 each. Way to go, kids.
Great.
Well, and no prizes today because no need to kiss you off. You get to come back tomorrow.
That's right.
Terrific.
All right, nice going with that TIT answer there, Kevin.
And
your favorite radio station, kids, please.
WAVA.
How do you spell that?
WAVA.
Okay, thanks. Hold on a second. It's 4 minutes past eight. Goodbye, Reege.
Goodbye. See you later. Hey, we're not going to do the Koran Incorporated.
I forgot. I'm sorry. For a couple of days.
I know. You know, it's one of my favorite parts of the program.
And don't forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Koran Incorporated. And it's distributed by King World.
I am sorry.
See you later. I'm going out of my body now.
Bye.
All right, I'm back.
4 past 8. Sam Lipton, and then Jason Hervey, then more calls coming up on WAVA.
Register now to win a fabulous night on the town. Visit the cosmetic department of any Washington area JCPenney's and let them know who your favorite new General Hospital character is and why. No purchase necessary. And be sure to stay tuned to ABC's General Hospital weekdays at 3 on WJLA TV Channel 7.
That show's been getting better. I've been watching it again, General Hospital. I'm glad that Scorpio and Anna are getting married again.
And Luke and Laura, are they still on the run from the law?
You're so out of touch. No. But Luke is back. You know, he plays a guy named Bill. And I could do without him.
Yeah.
I could do without him.
Tony Geary, the fabulous talent. Hey, how about that film career after he got off of that show? Huh?
I'm glad that they got rid of Decker, the guy who had his hair like cut from a Vegematic. Mm-hmm. And if there was one, it always gets down to there's one woman on General Hospital I could see naked.
Yeah.
It'd be Bobby Spencer.
Bobby Spencer, yes. How about the evil Papadopoulos or whatever that guy is? He still
that was Days of Our Lives, and that was a year ago. I don't watch that show anymore.
I thought there was like a guy that was evil on General Hospital.
Are you talking about when Elizabeth Taylor was on?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway,
that was six or seven years ago.
And she was. I don't watch. So
they were going to freeze the world.
Yeah, and what was his name? Some Greek name, right?
I don't know. Boy, I'd like to see Bobby Spencer in the buff. Who was it, Jan?
The Cassadines,
yeah.
I love that. That was great. I watched that.
The show's getting a little better. You should watch it again. And, man, they had a shot the other day of Bobby Spencer coming out in this nightie.
Man, aren't they getting dirtier, soap operas now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, hi, Sam.
Hey, how are you? You know what? I was riding along, and I was listening to you.
Hey,
and
Sam,
I got tears in my eyes. I just drove up to a light, and I asked a man if he had any Dijon poop on. And he said, but of course, but he was crying. And I asked him why. He said, the Christians are taking away the good people, Don and Mike, and we love them. And we don't know what to do.
Here is Sam with the ladies and gentlemen.
Martin Frieda and Charlie will take care of them.
Hey, Sam, you had your Wheaties.
I got something good for you. Listen to this.
Had your Wheaties this morning, that's for sure.
Listen to this. Izzy Cohen, the great president of the giant food stores, he can always use advertisement for his great giant food stores, and he's a giant among men, and for a television show. And you all were talking about Herbie Hancock. Well, get his son, and maybe you can put...
All right.
Put him on television.
Thanks, thanks. We just wanted to tell you, Sam, thanks for the letter to Johnny Carson.
Oh, yeah? Well, I just want you to know you're going to get there. Don't worry.
Okay, I'm not.
Stiff upper lip.
Stiff upper lip. Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right. Good luck at the track. Got it, Rosecroft.
He's gone. He's gone. And there's a lot going on in that mind. There's a lot going on.
He loves us.
It's a big three-ring circus going on in that brain.
It's 11 minutes after 8. Jason Hervey is here, and we'll dissect him next on WAVA, our favorite butthead from the Wonder Years.
All right.
But now at 11 past 8, here is Dave.
Good morning from Don and Mike, WAVA.
They get a new Star Trek on tonight. We just had the voice of Worf a second ago.
Let's welcome Jason Hervey.
Hey.
Hi, Jason.
You. Hey, you.
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Hey, you punk. How are you?
Man, good.
You
what's
so
new?
You look so Hollywood. You look like, look at the hair, the jacket. You look
hey,
great.
Hey, man, I'm trying. All right. Trying.
So how are you? Hey, saw you in a movie last night. Saw you in Meet the Applegates.
That
were you in that movie?
Me? That wasn't
really?
Me. That's just a cheap ripoff of me.
Hold on a second. Is that some guy that looks like you?
Absolutely.
Then hold on. Was that really you?
No, it wasn't, I swear.
I saw you on the cable in Back to School.
Oh, did you?
I love that movie.
Hold on.
What, it wasn't you in that movie, Meet the Applegates?
Yeah, I was stealing something from my wife. My wife ran and washed it last night.
She said it was Jason.
Yes. And
so
I was
it wasn't your mistake then, right?
No, it wasn't. I was
it wasn't your mistake.
No, I was,
oh, okay,
I was doing it to try to, you know, do some bonding with you there.
Ah.
But it turns out you weren't in the movie, so I want to show you that I didn't think it was you. We'll find out who my wife thought it was. Are you aware of that, that there's somebody, I guess, who looks like you in Meet the Applegates?
Yeah, well, no, he's a friend of mine. It's Bobby Jacoby, who I've known for, like, 14 years.
And he looks like you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to start the show on such a downer. Sorry to start it on such a downer.
I don't think it's a downer at all. I think it's actually enlightening, Jason, and, you know, to the fact that somebody's out there ripping them off. And
absolutely.
I
thank you for this.
Well, you're welcome, Jason, and I feel much better. So since the last time we talked, how are you? How old are you now? Why are you just laughing at me?
Just because you're cute.
How old are you now, Jason?
Oh, let's see. In dog years or people years?
In people years, how old are you?
19.
So what's new since, and we had a great time with you out at that diner.
That was so much fun. Yep. That was.
We appreciated you hanging around with us.
I was only supposed to stay there for an hour, and what did I stay there for, like...
Two and a half hours.
No, what are you talking about?
No, it's 2.5 hours.
Hey, I got there at 2 a.m, and I left like 6.
So it was 4 hours?
Yeah, I stayed there for the longest time.
It seemed like 2.5.
It did.
It seemed like a shorter period of time. How was that?
Thank you. It's good.
So listen, and now you kind of remember when we called you that once, and you said the big F word to us? when we called you like at 5 a.m. your time?
That was so funny. I was asking if you guys... Have on tape.
Well, it wasn't really. You know, we have a delay, so actually the word itself did not get on.
Good.
On the
well,
air.
I gave you time to get that out of there.
No, you didn't. You know, you're claiming that you did, but I mean, you just said it as soon as we called you.
You were just mad.
Come on, Jason.
And we told your mom too, incidentally. We called your mom and told her what you said on our show.
And my mom said, "Hey, what the are you calling me for?"
So on the Wonder Years, before we talk about why you're here today, on the Wonder Years,
okay.
On the Wonder Years, next year you're going to do another season, right?
Yes.
Now, are you going to get any more screen time? Because since we last talked about the show and I gave you my in-depth feelings on the show, I feel now before we thought there should be more Wayne,
mm-hmm.
and now really there should be more Wayne. Now that Kevin's growing up.
Okay. Well, the thing is yes, there is going to be more Wayne because. I feel like I'm talking from a toilet with these headphones on.
Sorry, do you want me to turn that down for you?
Yes.
That's the echo.
Yeah, there we go. That's
a lot
better.
Okay.
Okay, what there's going to be is Fred Savage, he's going to high school next year.
Right.
And I'm, of course, it'll be, I think, my either junior or senior year at the high school.
Oh, I do.
So Fred will be going to school with me, with his older brother. So
you're a big kid on the block. Then.
Yeah, so there'll be a lot of fun that we can have during that.
Now,
period.
You two, I noticed in one episode, I forgot which one, I think it was the one where Kevin was playing Paul one-on-one in basketball. And you were kind of bonding with him, and there was a little different twist. Or are you going to be, like, have more heart-to-heart chats with
him? I hope not.
Yeah. Remember, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I mean, I saw that and I said, is this like going to be a new twist?
No, not at all.
You're still going
to? Oh, absolutely.
Hey, what's all the deal, all the stuff we read about him? Is he like an out-of-control maniac now, Fred Savage? You read all the stuff in the tabloids about him?
Yeah, it's really stupid. I mean, they said that he has a cellular phone mounted on his skateboard. He doesn't even have a skateboard! I mean, it says all this outlandish stuff, and he's like the nicest kid in the world. He's like my little brother.
Well, does he really flip out? We read the story in the says in some of the scenes.
He does not flip.
He wants Paul standing behind him so that Paul doesn't look taller than him.
Paul's taller than me. I mean, the kid is just tall.
Remember we saw him at Disney World a couple of years ago? And he was a little kid and he was on one of the rides. And now
he's like, what, 8'3" or something? I mean, he's just a tall kid.
And the dad on that show, what's his real name?
Dan Loria.
Who's he getting it on with in real life? Isn't he getting it on with that woman from Growing Pains?
They were going out for a long time, but
they're not now?
No, and now I don't know who he's going out with.
How about you? Who are you getting it on with these days, Jason?
Well, my girlfriend, who I refer to it as, not as getting it on with, she's Missy Hyatt, and it's my girlfriend.
You still hang around with that bunch out there that plays hockey and stuff like that?
Yeah, still play hockey, definitely.
Will
and
Wheaton
as a matter of fact,
like
yeah, mm-hmm. Will Wheaton, my buddy, and we'll probably be playing the Washington Capitals next year. So.
You're going to do that celebrity thing where they travel the country?
Yep. Yeah, great. I just did that last year, and we did a bunch of good stuff. But anyway, you guys got to hear why I'm here today.
Yeah, well, we were going to let you. We've got plenty of time. Yeah, she's giving you her. Okay, go ahead.
Well, that's
do
important. Let's get that
Jason,
out of the way.
Why are you here today?
Well, my fellow Americans. No, the reason why I'm here today is because I'm the national chairperson for DARE. And all the DARE graduates from across the United States. I'm going to be talking with them today, and I have a nice speech that I'm making for the Lincoln Memorial, and these kids are getting their certificates from graduating, and over 5 million kids have completed the DARE program.
Now, what does DARE stand for?
Drug Abuse Resistance Education, and I'm the national chairperson, like I said, for that, and there's a 1-800 number, 1-800-TALK-KSC.
Well, we called it after we talked to you last week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we called it.
Yeah, cool, and so a bunch of these kids, they call it up, and DARE is really good because it teaches these kids really how to say no. And I met with about 5 of them last night, and I was talking to them, and these kids are so smart. And, you know, I was asking them questions. I was saying, so what would you do if these really cool people, this and that, and you were at this party and you wanted to fit in with these kids and they started doing drugs? And this one little girl said, well, it would just lower my opinion of them and this and that. And I was just amazed because these kids are really smart, and I didn't know what a big effect that this DARE program has.
How young can they start kids on that program?
It's 4th, 5th, and 6th graders, okay. And now it's in the junior high and high school levels also. And a police officer comes in throughout the semester, and it's like they're your friend, and it's the same officer every time, and you just talk to them about your different problems and stuff like that, and they do role plays about like kids being the drug dealers and how they're supposed to act, and that's really effective.
How did you get involved in it?
Well,
I mean, because from what I've heard about you, from what I know about you, you do a lot of bad things. Drugs is not one of the bad things you do. You have you know, behavioral problems. you have sexual dysfunctions, but you are not involved in the drug.
And hey, and that itching and chafing has gone away nicely.
Outside of that, you're fine. How did you get involved in this?
Okay, well, I think one of the reasons why I got involved is because, you know that show Wide World of Kids I was talking to you about?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Remember that? Okay, well, right. That's we wound up doing 26 episodes, and that's going to be on NBC, and that starts September 14th. And one of the reasons why... let me guess. Is that the
plug? That's the plug bell.
That's what I thought. Hey, I'm catching on to this.
Do you want to see it? Do you want to do it?
No, it's better off I don't touch it.
Okay.
I just look at it from a distance.
That's the plug bell right over there.
Okay. But anyway, so I do this show called Wide World of Kids. There we go. And I was waiting for that. And on my show... It's like I get down because a lot of these adults and everything like that sometimes get this negative image about kids today, mm-hmm. and they always think that they're into vandalism and gangs and drugs and alcohol and this and that. And my show, Wide World of Kids, is an upbeat show promoting the positive message about kids, and I'm always trying to help with stuff like that. And I feel that that's one of the reasons why I'm now the national chairperson for DARE is because I'm always trying to promote this positive message.
So where will you be today if somebody wants to see you?
The Lincoln Memorial. In front of the Lincoln Memorial, and it's going to be really fun.
It's a very happening Rain Man-like suit you have. I was like the suit that Dustin Hoffman and Tom Cruise wore.
I got to tell you something. He's got these cowboy boots on. He's wearing jeans.
Nice double-breasted.
He's got the shirt, the white shirt, which is
buttoned all the way up.
You know, I mean, it looks good.
I'm trying, guys. You know,
it's a good look.
Are you still driving the Jeep Cherokee, the BMW?
I can't look like a schlep, you know.
What are you driving these days, Jason?
What am I driving these days? Oh, you guys got to hear this story. You'd love this. You remember how I had my Cherokee and the BMW.
Right.
Well, I traded those two cars in.
All right.
And I went all the way, man.
What'd you get?
Bought a new convertible Porsche.
Yeah.
Listen, no.
We love it.
Oh, no, but yes. You got to hear what happened. Oh, yeah. I had it for 2 months and it got stolen in front of my house.
Oh, no.
So did you get another one?
No, I got a different car. I got a 1991 Nissan Twin Turbo Z, which is just awesome.
that's
killer.
Is that like, I mean, as far as materialism is concerned, is that like number one for you going out and getting a car? Is that the biggest thing that you want to do when what you wanted to do when you got money? Or is there something else that you spend your money on?
Women,
gambling, guns.
Semi-automatic
weapon. Moonshine. No, nothing like that, guys. Nothing like that.
But you hesitated, so there's something else, right?
I spend a good sum of my money on clothes. Really like clothes. Mm-hmm. I really do.
It's like that jacket. How much that jacket cost you?
That looks like a really expensive sport coat that you're wearing. Right
I'll be
now.
Honest with you right now. This shirt right here, $29.95, babe.
Good. That's good.
You know, I realized when I dressed this morning, see this is what they would call threadbare. This is threadbare. This is something that's been in my closet for 3 years.
What about you, Jason? I'm using that jacket how much? $600, $700, $800?
Well,
can I see the lining? Can I see the inside of it and see what the designer is?
That's not Sears, is it?
Sammy Dinar for men. Beverly Hills, ladies and gentlemen.
Sammy, S-A-M-I.
All yeah, right. But no. This is the guy who makes all of Arsenio's suits.
Whoa!
So, hey, man.
So you paid some bucks for it, right?
I paid some coin for this sucker.
Now, is that part of a suit? Or?
Yeah. Oh, see, this is part of a suit.
That's very cool.
So how much did the suit cost, then, the jacket and the pants?
The suit cost me... for the suit and pants... And a button up shirt, not this button up shirt. Right. This button up shirt I got for $29 or $39. I'm sorry.
Look at Frank. Frank was just wide eyed. $29 is like Frank's entire life. I mean, that's incredible.
No, but the suit and the pants.
Yeah.
And a shirt and a belt came to $1,700.
See, I knew it, okay?
All right.
I knew it. Way to go.
Yeah.
Hey, but wait, does it look good?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, it looks good.
All right, it looks good.
That's why you're wearing the jacket.
You look like a man wearing a $1,700 shirt.
I look like a Rain Man.
Looks good.
I look like a man wearing a $29 shirt. You look like a man wearing a
threadbare
shirt that you washed your car with.
Thank you.
It's 8:28. Good guy time. Hey, listen, that lady you're with sure is fidgety, Jason.
Well,
that publicity lady
Jason.
You're with? What is that? What does that say?
No, it just says, you're a real cute kid. No, it just says,
You have to go?
Yeah, in a minute I have to go. But anyway.
Well, what is it? Now let's see what the note says. What does it say? Somebody just gave you a note. What's it say? Right. Mike, read it. What's it say?
It says, can you mention that Kentucky Fried Chicken is the national sponsor of Dare? Kentucky Fried Chicken is the national sponsor of Dare.
Okay, commercials now, and then we'll come back on WAVA. Does he have to stay? Or, hey, has anybody asked you to go to 7-Eleven yet?
And I love the extra crispy Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yeah. Plug meter, Kentucky Fried Chicken, babe.
Did Frank ask if you wanted to go to the 7-Eleven?
No, you guys promised me that.
All right, we'll do it next. Get out of here.
Thank you.
Hey, have you heard the stories about Colonel Sanders? Really? No, I'm not kidding. We heard that Harlan Sanders was some kind of a sex fiend when he was a younger man.
Hey, I don't know anything about that. He just has good chicken.
There you go. Good all answer. Right. Very diplomatic. You're getting better at that.
Thank you very much. Oh, wait. While I'm on the air, I want to say, in my opinion, that the restaurant Sabatino's sucks.
Oh, man.
Way to go.
I was telling somebody over the weekend about you saying that.
I think it's the worst restaurant in the world.
Why? What's wrong with Sabatino's?
Wait, hold on. And there's this little queer guy there with blonde hair who's this really big, goofy idiot. And as a matter of fact, all my friends that are the wrestlers, they're never, ever going to go in there again because the service was like a cheap do-it-yourself car wash. And I was like, it was awful. And in my opinion, Sabatino's is the worst restaurant in the world.
Yeah.
And I would rather go to 7-Eleven for a frozen burrito.
All right, that's where you're going now.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye, Jason.
See ya.
See you at 7-Eleven.
All right.
Jason Hervey from the Wonder Years. Get out of here. Your publicist has got your car waiting.
Get out of here, Jason, right now.
Hey. There you go.
Fix yourself. Bye, Jason.
All right.
Take care, guys.
Next time. Take care, man. That's great. Goodbye. All right. Same old Jason, though, at the very end there with that restaurant comment.
You know,
he was pretty good until that point. He had to get that in there.
He's a nice boy.
That's why we love him.
See, 30 Gertie at WAVA. He's the butthead on the Wonder Years, don't you know? And we're sending him to 7-Eleven, and we'll get that next year on WAVA. And if you're just tuning in, after Jason goes to 7-Eleven, we'll have a phone scan, and we'll tell you why we're here, at least for now.
Until next Friday.
That's the guarantee. Well, we'll tell you that in a second. It's 8:30 WAVA.
105 WAVA. Hits of the 80s. Hits of the 90s. Hits of the 90s. Of the 80s and 90s are on 105 WAVA.
You bet your steaming buttocks. Whoops, hold on, that's premature.
That's right, that's the premature Jason Hervey celebration music.
I gotta think about baseball here for a second. It's 8:35. That is a sex joke, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, you hit the bell, but what you need when you make that joke is... Yeah. The joke sounder.
Yeah, that's 25 until 9. We'll tell you all the dirt here on the station in a second. Bart says morning rain and drizzle with a high 75. Make it 66 outdoors right now. The winning songs today are EMF, Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And Madonna, Open Your Heart and Your Legs. When they play, we pay $1,000.
All right.
To call the number 105. Mm-hmm. And as we've been mentioning all morning, please, no matter which DJ you win with, whether it be Sandy, Joe, or Learjet, make sure you're a real excited winner to help them with their audition tapes.
As we often like to say, give our DJs a screamer.
And here are the birthdays today on today is June 19. Happy birthday today, Paula Abdul, 28.
Yep.
Gina Rollins is 55. Al Wilson is 52. He had a hit called Show and Tell.
Uh-huh.
Hey, a good chance for that lady in Bowie who loves Spanky McFarland.
Is it Spanky's birthday today?
To start getting sweaty. He is 40. He's got to be older than... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Wrong Spanky. It's a Spanky from Spanky and Our Gang.
You mean the different Spankies, right?
Right. You remember this song? Sunday will never be the same.
It's not Spanky McFarland, the angry man who we call it.
Spanky McFarlane.
Yeah, see, I thought the, Spanky McFarland
is the old guy from Little Rascals that was mean to us.
And the guy from the group?
Spanky McFarlane.
Oh, boy, that's confusing.
Yeah, and it says Spanky and Our Gang here. Sunday will never be the same. Well, who cares?
Right.
He's having a birthday. Garfield, here's a big who cares. It's Garfield's birthday. Big deal.
Yeah, lasagna. I don't like those commercials anymore anyway.
I tired of the whole Garfielding when they had him sticking on the suction cup.
The only thing that I liked, and I had him. Remember when I had him? The Garfield tail trapped in the trunk? It was the precursor to the leg. Nothing will ever beat the leg, though, as far as hanging out of your trunk of your car, is the leg. That is still the funniest sight gag I've ever had on the highway.
Well, it's Garfield's birthday today. Boy, we're really stretching today. You know, there's better dead people than alive people today.
Really?
Mo Howard.
Mo!
From the Three Stooges.
Hi. Who are you?
And Lou Gehrig is having a birthday today. Of course, though, both Mo and Lou are dead.
Hello, 7-Eleven. Frank speaking.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Love that speech.
Hello.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. 7-Eleven here.
Hi, Frank. How is Butthead?
Hey, he's in a fine spirit. He looked at the candy aisle and said, wow, I'm going to clean up here and you'll get a bill from my dentist.
All right. Well, please tell Mr. BH that he's got 60 seconds.
All right, Jason, are you ready? Come over here to the starting box. You've got 60 seconds. Get on your mark. Get set.
Go.
And go. All right, he's immediately running. Oh, he's actually just bowled over a kid wearing a WAVA shirt. He's sliding across the split floor here in his cowboy boots. He's going. He's looking at each individual candy. Looks like Lemonheads. Looks like Nerds candy. Looks like Rolos. Looks like Butterfingers. Now it's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. He's really cleaning up. You've got to be able to hold it. That's the rule. Snickers bars, Hershey's. King-size Kit Kat right now.
Hold it until the next exit.
That's right. It's big things.
My dad just said to me.
Bubble tape, it's called. Gigantic.
Can you hold it until the next exit?
Now he's in the ice cream. No, he's going past. He's nervous right now, going past, looking for the burritos. The burritos are way down the end. No, he's going for the Gatorade. The giant Gatorade. Careful, that'll break if you drop it. Now he's going for the bottled water. It's Evian.
20 seconds.
You got 20 seconds left. Oh, the burritos are over there in the corner. Let it drop, Jason. He dropped the Butterfinger. Just let it go. He's trying to hold his water right now.
Did Dad ever say that to you?
Jason's having a hard time holding his water. The beef jerky's up there.
Only Myers in mom's car.
The beef jerky's up there. Jason, desperate for some beef jerky right now.
4, 3, 2, 1, time.
There he goes. You got more than he can hold. Put your load up on the counter here and don't drop your water.
Your dad ever say that to you?
No.
Right.
Whatever you do, don't break your water, Jason.
What did he get, Frank?
Oh, man, a pretty good haul and all specific stuff that he was looking for. It's 6 feet of bubble tape, bubble gum, sweet tarts, some candy called Spree, a candy called Lemonhead, Nerds candy, Snickers, Slim Jim spicy smoked snack, Hershey's milk chocolate, more Nerds, some flattened Reese's peanut butter cups, the Evian water, Gatorade citrus cooler flavor, and 3 bags of natural-style peppered beef jerky. Jason, what station just made you a big winner at 7-Eleven?
Oh, WAVA! Yes, I did it. You guys will be getting a bill for my dentist.
All right, Jason. Goodbye, Butthead.
Thanks a lot, Don and Mike.
Well, that Butthead was for him, not for you.
Oh. Appreciate that. He's going in to find the Butterfinger he dropped back in the potato chip aisle. There, did you get it? Somebody stepped on it. Too bad. Okay, thanks a lot, Donna Mike. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Frank. Bye. Frank, a little excited this morning.
It's 8:40. Well, if the Butthead fits, wear it. How about a phone scan next?
Yeah, right after the next exit.
Okay, 202-432-9282. Your live calls coming next, and we'll tell you why we're here today and how long we'll be here and why the station was sold and everything else coming right up.
I can't hold it, Dad.
Got to. I can't pull off here. Phone scan next, Dave.
66, 11 degrees.
11 degrees.
At 8:45, that's the news brought to you by Marlowe Furniture. I'm Dave Shriver. I'm W.
Hey, Dave.
What?
You gotta promise me you won't tell anybody.
Oh, I won't.
Well, how do I know you won't?
Cross my heart and hope to spit.
Oops. Again?
Good morning.
Again.
AVA.
WAVA.
Right. One more?
AVA.
Little Rick D's laughter, please. Bye-bye. It's 8:46 at WAVA. Your live calls coming up next. We've got two lines open, four lines on hold. We'll get to those next. Folks, you will not be hearing this in the near future on WAVA.
That was the sound effect we used to rip pages off of our countdown calendar.
Right, with a number of days left on our contract here with MS Broadcasting at WAVA. However, that now is a moot point.
That's correct.
Because the Weasels sold the station to the Christians.
Yes, the Christian Broadcasting Company, Salem Communications.
They bought the station.
Right.
So, now, we went through this earlier today. We won't make it quite as long and drawn out as before.
It was in the newspaper. You might have read about it.
Station was sold. Will we be working here? Folks, I'll be honest with you. I really don't know. I don't know. I'd have to say, to be honest with you, I wouldn't bet my life on it, okay?
Don't bet the house.
But we're here for now.
We are here, and as a matter of fact, we're here, and we have a guarantee for you.
Right. Rather than count down days and everything, we figured that you might be upset at what we did last week. We found out they sold the station, and we were really PO'd. We didn't come to work on Friday. We didn't come to work on Monday. We didn't come to work on Tuesday. And we realized that the people who are really hurt by this are you folks. Mm-hmm. So we'll tell you the next time we're going to have a little fit and try to get our way.
Absolutely.
It won't happen in the next week and a half.
No, it will not.
We guarantee that we will be on every scheduled day between now and June 28th.
Right.
Which is the day we start our vacation.
Our legitimately scheduled vacation. Now, I know you might be saying to yourselves, hey, how many vacations are you guys going to take? Well, these were unusual circumstances.
Right. How many times did they sell us out to Christians?
Okay? That's right. And, they, you know, in the 5 years, I can't remember any other times when we did that. So we took a couple of days, we're back, but then a week from Friday, that's our legitimate vacation.
Right. And after that, who knows?
Right.
Go figure.
Your guess is as good as ours.
But we know between now and next Friday, we will be on WAVA Monday through Friday from 5:30 until 10:15 or whenever we get done.
That is our guarantee.
Okay? So that's it. And beyond that, you read between the lines and see what you think, folks.
Hear, hear.
Suffice to say,
that's as honest as we can be about the situation.
Don't bet your house. Right. Don't bet your life.
Yeah.
Don't bet a nickel that will be here. Oh, I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows? You know,
Memorial Day. Okay.
Who knows? Who really knows?
4th of July. I don't know.
Who knows?
See, 48 WAVA. I tell you what, Bungarten doesn't know. It's 12 minutes until 9, and it's 66 WAVA. Good guy degrees outdoors right now.
Morning, Randy.
You know, in this way, folks, I know that you folks were the most inconvenienced by us taking a couple of days off. Because we couldn't believe that they would sell out like this and sell us to the Christians. But you must know the havoc that we must have wreaked with these people. It gives me a warm feeling to know that for whatever reason, they just let us take days off because we were mad.
Yeah, it's nice to know that they respond to our emotional needs.
Yes.
About the only thing they responded to recently, to be quite honest with you. But they responded nonetheless.
That is kind of funny. You know, anybody else who would say, I'm not coming to work today because you sold the station, I'm mad at you, they'd, you know, fire them.
Right.
Not that we were hoping to be fired or anything.
No,
I'm not coming to work for those 3 days.
No, not us.
No, and we won't be nearly so discreet about it.
Right.
Come right out and say, fire me! Fire us, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Fire us!
Fire us!
Fire us now! Put us out of our misery!
You know, we're like that horse that was making the final turn, and we were getting that lead, and then all of a sudden we threw a shoe!
Yeah, come on, send us to the glue factory! Fire us! We are now begging to be fired! And if you don't respond to the begging, we'll do something that will make you fire us. We've got a few aces up our sleeves.
That's right. We're carrying the cards right now.
But in the meantime, please enjoy. We'll be here until next Friday.
Absolutely, and we're just telling you like it is, folks.
Guaranteed till next Friday.
Guarantee.
Beyond that, I don't know.
Check your local newspaper.
Here are the top 10 reasons we have not been on for the last 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, this will clear some things up also.
Right, there are a lot of good reasons we weren't here. Like, for instance, number 10, I underwent breast reduction surgery.
How did that go?
Well, take a look for yourself.
Let me see the scar.
It's incredible.
Flat as a board.
So much smaller.
Number nine, Mike served a 3-day jail sentence for Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I wanted that car. It was Jason Hervey's car. I stole it out in California.
Number eight reason we haven't been on. I was called up as a relief pitcher for the Seattle Mariners.
That's right, and you got three saves.
Number seven, Mike was involved in that U.S. Open playoff.
Yes, I was. I lost to Payne Stewart, unfortunately. I wasn't wearing knickers.
Number six, I was protesting women's rights outside VMI. Number five, Mike played Vegas when Rich Little caught the measles.
It was a great show.
Number four, I was testifying as a character witness for Joe Theismann in his legal action against Kathy Lee Crosby.
And you won it for him.
Number three reason we haven't been on the last few days, we were waiting in line to see Robin Hood.
Waiting in line to see Robin Hood.
Oh, what a show.
Number two, Mike was trying to make bail in Atlantic City.
Yep.
And the number one reason we haven't been on for the last few days.
Number one?
I was busy sweeping up volcanic ash in the Philippines.
Way to go, Mr. Community Service.
Quite an ash hole over there happening.
Look at that big volcano.
Whoa!
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, turn down your radio, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Is this Donna Mike?
Oh, yes.
Donna Mike.
Yes.
I just want you to know that if you guys don't come back on the station, I'm going to white it off my radio.
You mean use white out?
I'm going to use white out. I'm just going to take it and white it out. Never going to hit 105, please. That's it. The last 3 days have been a terror, you know.
Well, we guarantee there's no reason for those hostile maneuvers right now.
That's correct.
Well, we guarantee. Not hostile yet.
We guarantee we'll be on until next Friday.
I can't even imagine what it's going to be like if you guys don't come back. I mean, for 6 years I've been happy in the morning in traffic.
Likely we'd be somewhere else in town you could hear us.
We're not going anywhere, okay?
We hope not. No, we can't say for sure.
That's right. Nothing is for certain.
We can't say for sure.
You mean we don't have to give the eulogy yet?
No, there won't be any eulogy ever necessary. Trust us on that one.
I mean, for you folks, I guess the worst scenario would be that we'd go to another town. But we don't want to do that. We'd really like to stay here.
Now, the rest of the radio stations in the morning are kind of like bad. That's a nice word to put.
Kind of sucky, yeah.
Yeah, that'll work. I just, you know, none of them compare. You guys are just the sun in the morning, even on a rainy day.
You are the sun in the morning.
That's it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, raindrops keep falling on my head.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What a nice capitalist. You said we were this time in the morning.
At the radio station, but they always get me down.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, 105.
How are you? I wanted to know if Janet was wearing a bikini at the contest tonight.
Egg salad, man.
Hello, egg salad.
Hey,
man.
Hey, what is this? They sold the station, man. I'm really depressed. No joke.
It was in the paper yesterday. They sold the station to Salem Broadcasting, the dreaded Christians, for $20 million.
Man, I hope you guys stay in the area. I really do, man. I mean, you know, all jokes set aside, I listen to you every day. You know that. And I really hope you stay in the area.
Well, plan on it. To be honest with you, we plan on it.
Good, man.
And wherever we are, we're going to let you come and visit with your dog collar on.
I'd appreciate it. Now, is Janet wearing a bikini tonight?
I am not going to discuss that with you today. Hello, WAVA.
Good morning, Christian Broadcasters.
Hello.
You talking to us?
Yeah. Hey, I can understand why Anal Broadcasting would sell you to this Christian outfit, whatever they are. But you guys go, so does their whole station. I mean, you are WAVA.
Well, we're not going anywhere right now. We want to maintain that. We give you that guarantee till next Friday.
I'm going to listen, but, you know, let George Michael announce it on the news. If you guys go, let us know where you are.
You'll find it out. You know, you are the second guy who somehow thinks George Michael is going to be the one to make the announcement if we change stations.
Yeah, he's your buddy.
He's our spokesperson.
He's your buddy, and he's...
You know, and as a matter of fact, he probably would. You know, I'm sitting here laughing about it, but he's talked about us for lesser things.
Sure.
Yeah, he's one of the best-known...
sportscasters?
TV.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty popular,
I would think so.
All right, goodbye.
Thank you.
Hello, WAVA.
Good morning.
Hi.
Listen, first of all, welcome back. I had, like, withdrawal last week for listening to these other stations in the morning.
Thanks. It's nice to know you people got the DTs without us.
Oh.
That you imagined you had a bunch of little scapy bugs crawling all over your body.
Stop the monkeys!
I never realized how heavy the traffic was on the Beltway until I had to listen to someone else.
You know, I listened to all the other stations, too. P.U.
My question is, once you fellas come back from vacation, how in the world are we going to find you if you're not at Wava?
I would urge you then at that point, if we weren't on the station, to, you know, that's why God gave you a scan button on your radio.
That's correct.
You'll find us. We'll be the guys not playing any music.
I mean, it's definitely going to be on FM.
No, can't say that for sure.
We can't say anything for sure. We can say for sure we'll be on till next Friday. And we really, you know what the bottom line is here, the honest bottom line, we're not sure what the future holds.
Right.
And that's why we can't elaborate on anything, because we don't have all the answers
right now. If we knew right now that we were definitely leaving, if we knew what station we were going to, we would tell you.
Right. We're not playing any kind of game here. We're just telling you that the reason we were off for a couple of days is because we have to evaluate what's going on with our future. And as soon as we know, trust us, we're going to let you know.
Because to be totally honest with you, it gets to a point where, is this starting to screw with our careers now? Are we being held back
right. Because
we're working at a non-functional radio station that is not being, does not have any life support?
Well, I wish you guys both the best of luck.
Well, thanks. And you'll find us. Don't worry. You know, you folks are the greatest. You folks are the people we have no problem with.
Absolutely.
Except for that guy who called a couple hours ago and said he didn't like me.
We will definitely find you wherever you go. You cannot hide.
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
And there's that sort of, well, it's a support call, but it's that undertone, that threatening undertone. We'll find you wherever you go.
WAVA, hello, we'll stalk you out. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are.
I just want to remind you that you are in Arlington, Vietnam, and if you leave, well, there could be a lot of ritual immolations on your doorstep.
What's a ritual immolation?
Immolation, I mean, like gasoline in a match.
Oh, now, come on. That's ridiculous. You know, again, the other thing that we want to say, we haven't said it, business is business, and we understand that more than anybody else.
You know, they sold the station. That's their business, too. We don't want to work here anymore. That's our business, too. They had legal channels they had to go through. We have legal channels we have to go through.
So a lot of business has to be taken care of, and really, business is business. You know, we're not out for any kind of retribution or anything
Not yet. I mean, we haven't gotten to torching the station yet, okay? All right, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Scary.
Goodbye. Hello, WAVA.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
How are you?
Fine.
Listen, I wanted to let you know that the past 3 days while you weren't there, this is one listener that moved on.
Well, what do you mean?
What do I mean? I mean, I went down the dial and that WAVA lost another listener until you came back today.
Well, nice to have you back.
Well, you know, you should listen even if we're not on, as long as we're still working here.
Well,
I mean, that's kind of a slap. I've got to be honest with you. They did play our tapes.
Well, this is true, but I had figured they had put you on a vacation that they dictated.
No. That was a mutual thing.
We kind of
thought that it was our idea that we were too mad to come work here.
You guys were pretty mad, but we're mad, too.
Okay, well, just sit tight. You know, nothing is for sure right now, and we're going to let you know as soon as we know.
Okay.
Thanks
a lot.
Bye-bye. Hello, WAVA.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, y'all forgot to ask Jason Hurley one important question.
Hervey. His name is Jason. Oh, that reminds me.
Jason Hurley. Forgot to ask him one important question.
No, it's Hervey. Can you say that?
Oh, my wife is still on the phone.
Can you say Jason Hervey?
Would you fax my wife a letter to tell her to get off the telephone, please? And yes, sir, what was your call about Jason Hervey?
Yes, y'all forgot to ask him how it felt to have a telephone knocked across his head from Paulie Dangerously.
About what?
On the NWA wrestling, when Paulie knocked him across the head with the telephone.
Is this the guy that said he got knocked out by a telephone?
Yeah, he did.
No, didn't we go through with this with you before?
Nope.
Wrestling is not real.
It's fake. Jason Hervey didn't really get knocked out by being hit in the head with a telephone.
Yeah, I know. Missy Hyatt knocked him out when he looked at him.
He didn't get knocked out.
Don't take wrestling so seriously.
I'm
just trying to change the subject.
Wrestling is fake.
I'm just trying to change the subject for y'all.
What do you mean the subject?
About y'all leaving.
We don't mind talking about that.
We said to a lot of folks that we were going to talk about this today, and that's what we're doing.
A lot of people have been waiting. We've been trying to talk about other stuff, but people keep calling wanting to talk about this.
Okay.
But wrestling is not real.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
All right, bye.
All right.
AMF.
Yeah, well, that's no surprise there.
WAVA.
Yeah, I'm off down the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hold it till the next exit.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, I've been listening to you guys about the last 3 or 4 years, and I'll support you wherever you go. And
thank you.
It's a shame you had to get sold to a Christian broadcast.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate the support calls.
And good luck, and, you know, I'll be there. If you need.
All right, good luck with those dentures now. Bye-bye. Hello, it sounded like Fixadent could have helped that situation. Hello, WAVA.
Morning, guys.
Yeah, not so much of a speech impediment as loose teeth sounded to me.
That's
like.
Right. Like
loose
my,
dentures.
My Uncle Bill. My Uncle Bill used to talk like that.
Hold on, here's the hotline. This might be my child bride calling me back. Hello?
You're back?
Yeah. who you been gabbing with the last half hour?
I chat with my sister more. That's why I like this walk and talk. I walk around. I do my housework. I chat with my sister.
Well, anyway, it's too late now. He's gone. But that wasn't Jason Hervey in that movie last night.
Oh.
The movie you told me that he was in?
I'm sorry about that.
Meet the Applegates? It wasn't. And I, like an idiot, when he came in here, I said, hey, saw you in the movie last night. Of course, I didn't see him in the movie. My wife and my kid were watching this movie. And Frida said, oh, Jason Hervey was in this movie. And he was doing, like, smoking pot or something, right?
Yeah, I thought it was him.
Was that an Ed Begley Jr. look-alike, too?
No, I think it was really Ed Begley. But
yeah, he's gross, isn't he, Ed Begley Jr.? He's super gross.
Yeah, there's something in his closet. I don't know what it is, but there's something going on with
that
guy.
Wasn't he in that book, Wired?
Ed Begley looks a lot like Chris Corr, my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a well-toned Chris Corr.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Corr looks like a pile of mashed potatoes with Ed Begley Jr.'s head on top.
Stop. Let's talk about your old girlfriend.
All right, who do you want to talk to?
Liz.
So many. Where do you want to start?
Sophia.
Katie? My wife grew hair over the last 3 days because I got the chance to watch Katie Couric on television.
Oh,
and I would
God.
Come up and I'd say something innocently like, I said, hey, she's really helped that show. I don't hate Bryant Gumbel so much.
Mm-hmm.
She's really become a good part of the show. And my wife said, oh, Katie Couric.
Yeah.
Oh, Katie Couric.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
See, let's talk about my girlfriends.
Well, okay, go ahead. You start.
I did. I just did. Katie Couric.
Oh. Well, I didn't care for that. No, and that was another reason I was glad to get you out of the house in the morning, so I don't have to have you drool over some, you know. And you get to be such a groupie about people, too.
No, I'm not.
I mean,
like
you
groupie.
Complain about people who bug you when you're doing something, and then you get, and you're just the biggest groupie of them all.
It's okay to be a groupie, but I don't bug Katie Couric. All right, so we called her when she lived here,
yeah.
But we don't bug her now.
No, but you just sit home and drool over. I mean, you don't just because you don't go out. I mean,
I like her journalistic skills.
If you saw her in Lake Forest Mall, you'd follow her around like you make fun of, you know, if somebody sees
well,
you.
I would, but that's not a groupie way.
It's a groupie if someone bugs you, but if you bug all these other people,
it's not a groupie thing. It's a love thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I'm not her groupie. I'm like
her lover.
And to tell you the truth, I lose respect for you when it happens.
When what? When I drool over Katie Couric?
I say, have some pride. You know, you've got a real woman here, and you're drooling about some
things. I know. Didn't I service the account on the weekend?
I don't remember.
Service the account.
I don't think so.
Which is probably the coldest way of expressing that task.
You know, my wife, incidentally, I got to tell you something. She'd make me, like, beg for sex. I am not making this up. How many times have you turned me down? And then the other day, you remember when you came in and you said, well, all right, if you want to now. And then I was like, well, what? Forget it. What, you're going to take 10 seconds out of your busy day?
Yeah, well, that's what it would take. No.
All right, honey.
No,
is it any wonder, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, that I fantasize about Katie Couric?
That has not been the case, my darling. This was not the most appropriate time when you had these days off.
Yeah, I
and
didn't know again.
Now,
how am I supposed to know? It seems like that thing lasts 30 days of the
month. Sorry, I wouldn't lie about it.
I know. I track you, though. You know, I'm like a tracker. You know, all the women in my life are on the same cycle, incidentally.
Yeah, you know, that's another reason I didn't
kind of
want to go home. I'm talking with my sister. We're talking about girly kind of stuff about, you know, bodies and things, and then you have to throw in your two cents.
Well, just that I can always spot it, and I know that you, your sister Robin, and from what Frank tells me, Frank's wife Jerry, you three are like clockwork. And as a matter of fact, Mike's ex-wife Billy, when we used to chart Billy's periods, used to also be on the exact, I mean, down to the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a club.
Yeah.
It's like a home shopping club.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was not Jason Hervey in that movie.
Well, it's,
and I love you.
It looks like him. It's his younger brother, then. It really did look like him.
No, it wasn't him. I love you.
I love you too, darling, and I'll try and be a better wife for you.
Or maybe, you know, wear your hair like Katie.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. You know I don't like short hair, except on her.
Yeah.
Okay, love you.
All right. Goodbye. Can I talk to my sister now?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Go talk about, you know, cramps and stuff like that, and water retention.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, you know what? I got to tell you that Julia Roberts has been replaced on my list.
By my
number one. I have a new woman.
Who is she?
You've got to go see Robin Hood because you'll disagree with me wholeheartedly.
Oh, Anna Maria Albergetti.
No, Mary Elizabeth Mastriantonio. Oh, yes, I'm yours.
Is she clean?
Oh, yes. She's lovely. She is a vision of loveliness.
It's 9:05. We've got to do commercials now, and then I promise we'll come back and answer the rest of these calls on WAV. I wish you wouldn't do that. I'm watching.
She plays Maid Marian, though.
It's 9:05 WAVA.
Right.
Your call's coming up.
WAVA, Arlington, Washington.
I am sorry.
Sorry.
Normally give you enough time to chew and swallow.
I know. I'm all right. I'm fine. Let me just wash this donut down.
I thought you were going to choke it up there for a second. So you got to choke up on that, Ben.
You know, it's a confectionery sugar. It's powdery and it gets into your lungs. I'm fine now.
It's 9:09. Well, now you know how those people in the Philippines feel.
Yeah, with the ash.
With all that ash from that ash hole coming out of them.
It's incredible volcanic activity.
It was like snow over there. They were shelving. You okay?
Fine.
Can we dial 911?
I'm fine. Can I use your cough button?
Sure, go ahead. It's 9:09 at WAVA.
There we are.
And we'll answer the rest of the calls next. We got to go to news now. Here's something new about the station, though. This just came over the fax machine. The radio and records industry has a newspaper called R&R, Radio and Records.
Right.
Clever name. And here's the headline. WAVA making waves. And here's what it says from the pages of the just-published Radio and Records. Lots of speculation in D.C., following Emmis' announcement that it's selling WAVA to religious-oriented Salem. Brokers are whispering that Salem has already decided to take the station contemporary Christian.
All right.
That's from Radio and Records magazine.
Let the conversion begin!
910, fire us. Just take us out of our misery. Fire us.
Amen.
Hey, more calls next.
69 degrees. At 9:15, that's the news brought to you by the Washington Metro Dodge Dealers. I'm Dave Schreiber. I'm W.
Boy, there's nothing I like better than three guys playing volleyball.
ABA. You said it, Beef.
All right.
It's 16 past 9. Sans jingle. Just ahead of the rest of your calls on that phone scan, stay on hold, folks. And here's Dave at 16 past 9. Dave O the Clown to tell us about Dave Schreiber's day.
Dave's Day by Dave Schreiber, read by Dave-O the Clown.
And Handy Andy.
Good morning, boys and girls, moms and dads. Here's what Dave did yesterday.
Program director Chuck Beck asks Dave to do me, Handy Andy.
Gary Rosnick says hi to Dave and gets in a few supers to see if that will make it on Dave's Day.
Dave goes home for lunch.
12 noon, Dave eats a homemade chef salad with turkey bologna, chicken breast, vinegar, and oil dressing.
Dave washes it down with lemonade.
1 p.m., Dave goes to AU Gym for a bike ride and a walk around the track.
Dave goes to People's Drugs,
where he buys shampoo and Diet Coke, which is on sale.
Dave's lawyer calls to say hi, asks how things are going at the station. Dave says super.
Dave's lawyer says super.
Dave better stop saying super. It doesn't look so super.
I know. You're right.
Yeah.
Dave watches CNN, local and network news.
He defrosts his dinner.
Dave cooks two steak burgers. Kind of off the health kick now. They are well done on the outside.
I mean, they stole the station. They eat whatever you want, Dave.
You're right. Pizza for dinner tonight. A little too pink on the inside.
Dave starts to watch video mermaids.
What are we talking about that was pink on the inside?
Pizza?
No. That's my steak burger.
Oh, your steak burger. Okay, got it.
Pizza's pink on the inside.
That's a change, because normally they're charred, right?
That's right. Just on the outside. Just dark on the outside, pink on the inside. Dave starts to watch video mermaids, but after 5 minutes or so, he starts to snooze. Dave wakes up as the phone rings. It's Brother Saul, who wants to say hi. Dave says, I'll call you back sometime soon. I'm about to fall asleep.
Dave falls asleep at about 8:30. What a day.
What a day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And don't forget tomorrow, Dave.
Yeah.
Starting at, I guess, with the 6:20 break. We first come on the air there. 6:10, whenever we come on.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have Kenzo the Clown here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy.
Dave's first day in training.
Oh, boy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's 18 past 9. Here are the winning songs on WAVA. They are Unbelievable.
You're Unbelievable.
By EMF and also Madonna. Open Your Heart. When they play, we pay $1,000. Call 105. And as we're mentioning now, I guess we'll continue until the sale goes through. Make sure if you're the winner today of the money, no matter who you win it with, Sandy, Joe, or Learjet, give them a good reaction so they can get a good audition tape together.
That's right. Be a screamer for our disc jockeys.
And hello, you're on the air at 19 past 8. Or 9.
Hi.
I'm dyslexic. Hello.
Hello?
I love that movie, Another 84 Hours. Hello?
Yeah, I just wanted to say I think y'all are great DJs, but I would love to hear some good Christian music.
You guys can stay on as the DJs and then have some really good Christian music.
Oh, come on. Oh, go away.
No.
Go away. Blowing out your Christian ear.
Uh-uh. It's the best. Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And that was a very Christian call, too.
Gee, there's something that just doesn't jive there.
Hello, WAVA.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say you guys are the best thing about Washington, D.C. You make a great team. And screw WAVA.
Hello, WAVA. Some calls need no punctuation.
Hey.
Hello.
What an airhead.
What an airhead who? Oh, the Christian?
Yeah.
Well, she was expressing her view.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, how you doing, guys?
Just fine.
Hey, I'm the one who called you like, I don't know.
I wish all you Christians out there would just be like Amy Grant. You know what I mean? She's okay. She doesn't pound it down my throat.
Yeah, she looks good, too.
She's nice. She's got a nice package. baby. Oh, and I like her new song, too. What is that song?
Anyway, hey, guys, sorry to hear that you're leaving, you know.
It's not me. The new song is not me. You'd listen to it, and you would not think that it'd be the kind of song that I like. But I do like it right here on WAVA. Continue with your call while we do the talk-up, sir.
Anyway, I hate to see you guys leave, man.
Hey, we're not going anywhere until next Friday. Then we're going on a week's vacation.
But right now we got immigrant every heartbeat. WAVA.
Anger. Whenever I get mad, I start lifting. And I'm sore, man.
That sounds like a personal problem.
I can't do no more. You know, I'm so pissed off.
Try some petroleum jelly, sir. I'm sore.
I like this song. You heard this song?
No, I have not.
Listen to it. Every hour, every day, every
Yes, I have.
It's very sappy, but I like it. Well, it's not my favorite song. My favorite song is...
It's in there?
This one right here. Oh, this dirt ball is going to be on with us tomorrow.
Leonard Kravitz. Lenny Kravitz is going to be here.
Yes, he is. Well, that big DJ convention is this weekend.
That's right.
The Bob Poe DJ convention, 20th annual. Happy 20th, Bob Poe.
Lots of people in our business flying into town for the Robert Poe convention.
Bonnie Poe Jr., Bob Poe. Congratulations. He'll be with us tomorrow here on WAVA. Let's listen to 20 seconds of a song right now. Lenny Kravitz, baby.
Here we are.
He'll be on tomorrow, right, Frank?
Frank?
Frank in the bowels of WAVA again?
Frank, are you in Tinkletown?
She made it tears and it cried.
That's how I sing when I sing this. I sing in my high voice, just like Lenny does.
Your falsetto.
Oh, baby, it ain't over till it's over.
I was working on a project previously assigned to me.
Oh, hi.
Yes.
Is he here?
No, I was just trying to find the name of that program director. That's not the same one that we talked
about.
So we're going to have Lenny Kravitz on the show tomorrow?
That's the plan. I'm waiting for a confirmation from Virgin Records, his record company.
All right.
We're
good.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you, Frank.
Can't tell you that secret project.
Super secret.
Hello, WAVA. So there you go. That's, I guess, the most music we have. A music marathon. We played about a minute of the new Amy Grant song and a minute and a half of Lenny Kravitz.
Still counts as two in a row.
Hello.
Much more music.
WAVA.
Hi. Got an idea of how you guys can get fired.
Oh, hey, trust me. We got a list this long.
No, put the F.O. contest back on.
The F.O. contest?
Yeah. Don't tell me you don't know what they are.
The F.O.
Yeah.
You mean the big O?
Well, you used to call it an F.O.
No. We never called anything an F.O.
No, we never called it an F.O. Yeah. We called it the Big O, ma'am. Remember?
Are you talking about the fake orgasm game?
Yeah.
It's the Big O. We called it the Big O. Now, do you remember?
No, you called it an F.O.
Wrong. No, we didn't.
You just called it a fake orgasm. That's F.O.
But we called the game when we played it on the radio the Big O game.
And we have tape to prove that.
Will you put the tape on?
And when we say F.O., we say that to somebody we don't like.
Well, you wouldn't say that to me.
But do you understand?
Well, that was
yes, I understand.
Well, that was a joke when I said F.O. That was
a joke.
Okay, thank you.
Now, wait a minute. Wait, I just want to make sure that we're all friends. We remain friends here.
Well,
You understand the game is called the Big O, and I'm getting the impression that really you don't believe that.
Okay, I'll believe that.
We never called it F.O.
Ever.
Never once.
Okay. I believe you.
Okay. You sure?
Absolutely.
Well, if we want to get fired, thanks for the help, but we got a lot better ways we could do it.
Oh, no, please put those back on.
You want to hear the Big O game back on?
Yes.
Well, why don't you start?
No.
Sounds like you're practically quivering to do that right now.
No, thank you.
You sure?
I'll go now.
No, you're the one that requested it. I mean, why don't you be the first participant? I'm sure you're capable of it. Please?
Sounds to me like you faked thousands.
Come on.
I only do R-O's.
Real orgasms. Come on. Please, just once, just a little one.
I mean, you called, you virtually stopped the show. It's the least you can do.
Yeah, we got into these letters, and it did stop the show. You could pick it right back up if you just gave us a little Big O game. Okay?
I don't really think I can do that.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks a lot. Thanks for absolutely nothing.
Well, maybe somebody will call in and do it.
Somebody else. It's always somebody else.
Okay.
Nobody wants to take the responsibility.
Right.
I mean, you called with this bright idea.
Do it. Yeah, what's your first name, ma'am?
I'm not telling you that.
Oh, my God. I couldn't tell you that, Dynamite.
What are you afraid of?
Somebody might find out it's her.
That's true.
I'm guessing anybody who knows you already knows it's you because they could recognize your voice.
And you've been on for quite some time now, and all we're asking is just one little Big O. You requested it.
Right. You called. Come on. You asked for it.
We weren't even thinking about it. And we think about it a lot, but that time we weren't even thinking about it.
But today we weren't thinking. It's a one day we're not thinking about sex. But now we are, so come on. Come on. We're going to hate you if you don't.
And you're listening to your radio and not the telephone.
No, I'm not listening to the radio. I'm listening to the people in the office laughing at me.
Uh-huh.
See, they already know who you are, so what's the matter?
You know, after if you don't do it, it's not going to be any fun for you.
Yeah, right. We'll be really mean to you.
You will?
Yeah, we will.
But if you just give us a little one, like
Okay.
You think there's people that work around in front of you now?
Okay, bye.
You're a good woman. See, we're friends now. Mwah!
Oh, she hung up. She doesn't care.
There she goes, and the cats are still here.
Hello, WAVA.
Hi. Did you see the movie Robin Hood?
School's Out for Summer. I forgot to mention that in the immortal words of Alice Cooper.
Yes, young person, I did see the movie Robin Hood yesterday.
What'd you think of it?
Thought it was fabulous.
What did you think of Kevin Costner?
He was the only part of the movie I really didn't like. I know it's hard to say that you love a movie, but, I mean, he was the only, you know, they could have done better.
He's only the star, right?
The only thing I would have done, I would have gotten a British actor. I think of Robin Hood as, you know, it's Sherwood Forest, it's the Sheriff of Nottingham, it's all of these people running through the forest.
Doesn't he do, like, a fakey kind of English accent?
Yeah, but, I mean, so subtle. It's mostly Kevin Costner being, oh, it's great to be back here on English soil, so far away. You know, it's just like he tries to do this
like Ted Kennedy almost.
when I return, it's basically not right hearing Kevin Costner use this kind of accent, and it's very, very subtle. But the Sheriff of Nottingham is great. That's an English actor that plays the villain. It's the same villain that was in Die Hard. Remember Die Hard, that guy that played the terrorist?
Yeah, but remember, I'm not quite the Rain Man at movies as you are.
Right. Well, you know the guy I'm talking about?
No.
The guy that played the head of the terrorist, he had the mustache and the beard.
I remember Die Hard, too. I don't remember Die Hard 1.
Well, then you wouldn't get that at all.
Hello.
All right, he was good, the Sheriff of Nottingham. He was very good.
Hello.
Kevin Costner's British accent.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, guys?
You are on the... Well, can you hold on now?
I'm sure.
All right, do these commercials. Come right back. Finish this one. Well, I guess we'll just take calls at the end of the show today, probably.
Hold on.
928.
And Kevin Costner doing a British accent.
WAVA.
WAVA. Having fun in Washington.
105. Hi, gang. This is Jana from another planet. I'm going to be looking for you at tickets in the Fairview Park Marriott tonight. It's the Eugenia Swimwear Model Search Contest. Starts at 9:30.
Waha! 9:31 with Donaldo and Miguel. Here are today's winning songs on the WAVA radio stations. You can say,
yeah, you got your everybody, baby.
Songs are EMF. Unbelievable. And Madonna, Open Your Heart. When they play, we pay $1,000. Call our 105 after the second song. And again, please, help the DJs get a good audition tape together. Get really excited if you win the $1,000.
Be a screamer.
Okay? It's EMF Unbelievable. And Mabimbo, Open Your Heart worth $1,000.
W-A-B-A.
Say it and win. Oh, and before we get back to the calls, I don't know if Mr. Bungarten is coming in today or not. but a story that perhaps Mr. Bungarten should hear.
Yes?
From today's Washington Times.
Yeah.
Comes to us from St. Louis.
Yeah.
The owner of a supermarket chain, while addressing employees threatening to strike, died of a massive heart attack.
Wow.
Donald Schnuck, founder of Schnuck's Supermarkets. S-C-H-N-U-C-K. Schnuck.
Schnuck.
The Schnucker.
The Schnuck man.
The man of Schnuckstinia. Schnuckstinia. 69, founder of Schnuck's Supermarkets. He was explaining a contract offer to employees of a North St. Louis County store Monday. They were getting ready to go on strike.
I want all you Schnuckers to understand.
About 12,000 union employees of Schnuck's had been threatening to walk out. Their union had urged them to reject management's latest offer. The company said Mr. Schnuck's death will not affect talks, though.
That's good, and I'm sure all the Schnuck employees will appreciate that.
Just listen to that, Randy. He had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, WAVA.
Hello, Mr. Schnuck.
Or is this Danny? I must tell you, I felt a pang of guilt yesterday.
Yeah, you saw the same thing I did.
When I was watching the news, when I saw they dedicated a new part of St. Jude's Medical Hospital in Memphis to Danny Thomas, and Marlo was there.
All right.
And I felt a pang of guilt, but then it went away.
It goes away, just like hunger pangs. You feed yourself and you're fine.
Yeah, speaking of eggs, that was Danny on the phone. He's hungry, speaking of hunger. What the hell are those eggs? Hello, WAVA.
Hello. Hello, speak. We hear you breathing.
Hold on, it might be the phone. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Schnuck-O-Rama.
There you go. It's 933 at WAVA.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call to pledge my undying loyalty to you guys. And if you guys do leave the station, I will be scanning the airwaves looking for you guys every morning.
Thank you. Thank you. We won't be hard to find.
Okay, babe. And I'm very well endowed.
Pardon me?
I'm very well endowed. I just thought I'd tell you that.
Hey, that's just like a penthouse letter.
Yes, sir, Bob.
He works in the fact that his size is worked into it at some point.
Hello, WAVA.
Hey, Don Mike, how you guys doing?
Hey, when are they going to start printing my letters? You know, I write two or three good ones every month.
Because you never put the part about being well endowed in there. You take it for granted that people know that already. You have to put it in there. For example, all those letters will always start, I was walking down the sidewalk the other day on a very sunny day. Incidentally, I'm very well endowed.
Hello, WAVA. Why figured everybody knows I am? Hello?
Hey, Tom Mike, how you doing?
Fine.
Hey, listen, I'm one of your, you know, your average listeners. I've called and talked to you all a few times.
Yes, sir.
I'd be very sad, you know, if y'all left, because I think y'all are great. I listen to you all the time. And
no, we don't want to leave Washington.
Right?
Let me say that again. We don't want to leave Washington.
Oh, no, I'm not wearing pants.
Oh, this guy.
Right, Don Mike, listen, I think y'all are great, okay?
So don't make me talk to your dad.
Have a good summer.
All right, goodbye.
Bye. Yeah, you know, at least he had some good sentiment before he got to that little part that he always likes to say.
That we hate. Hello, WAVA. Oops, I'm sorry, that was him. 105, good morning.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, it is 9:35, and if you're getting that all circuits are busy, folks, please keep trying. Hello?
Yeah, I want to say you guys are the best, and I never want you guys to go anywhere. And also, Mike, I want to ask you about Robin Hood.
Yes.
What did you think of King Richard?
King Richard was great, and I was just told by Don that was in the Post, that surprise ending, and I'm not going to spoil it on this show, but I mean,
yeah, I'm not going to say it either.
I really thought it was great, and for anybody that hasn't read the article in the Post and doesn't know, there is a surprise ending in Robin Hood, and I thought it really made the movie.
And it was in the paper last week.
When I saw it, like, half the audience stood up and started clapping, it was great.
Oh, it was great, and the thing is, the only problem I had with that movie was Kevin Costner's accent.
Yeah, his accent was sort of really fake.
Or lack of accent?
It's basically, hello, it's great to be back here in England. I've traveled very far. I'm here.
And also, Black Guy did real good. What's his name? I always forget his name.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. He did a
not Friedman. It's Morgan Freeman.
I'm driving you to the store, Miss Daisy.
He was tremendous. He really made the movie, too. I mean, man, Kevin Costner was the only part of the movie I didn't like.
Glowing endorsement.
Yeah, but I did love the movie.
Except for Kevin Costner, who's on, like, in every scene, right?
Every single scene, but he's there. Morgan Freeman's in it a lot, too. And then that surprise ending.
Hello, WAVA.
Good morning, gents.
Hi.
Hi. It's good to hear that you will be staying in the Washington area.
Well, no.
Unfortunately,
It's not for sure that we will. I'm sorry you won't. We're going to try to stay in Washington.
It's not etched in stone.
Where are you going?
I'm in the military. They're sending me off to Germany as my next duty.
Germany!
Klink!
I have to be in Brussels
in the morning.
Yes, I hear you, General Bolcato. All right, auf Wiedersehen, my friend.
Hey,
yeah?
It's been a lot of fun. Thanks a lot. I'm about your age, and that the Wayback Machine is my favorite.
Oh, God bless.
You know, I'll play all the music that makes you stop and think, man, I haven't heard that one in 10 years, man. That's great, you know.
All right, well, thank you, my friend.
Hey, take care.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Yeah, whatever.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Give my best to those crow lines in the beer garden. Hello, 105.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello, you're on the air.
You didn't move to the next button.
I am sorry, there I did. Hello?
Hi, I'd like to talk to Donna Mike.
105, yes, I've lost all feeling in my left hand.
Oh, no.
I couldn't press it, but no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, look at that.
Man, your health and my health. Could happen at any time.
No, it's not going to be a heart attack. It could be a bus accident.
Oh. Wow.
For me, no, it's going to be a fiery bus crash when I'm riding my moped.
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
I just wanted to say, this Christian Broadcasting Network must really have a sixth sense because they don't really understand that when you guys go, nobody's going to listen anymore.
Well, to be honest with you, if what we read in the Radio and Records newspaper is true, it doesn't really matter because they're going to change the format anyway to Christian.
But nothing, you know, once we've said this before, nothing is for certain.
Well, if you guys do leave, I will be scanning the radio also to make sure I catch you every morning because you guys make the drive-in so much nicer.
Thank you. And not to tip our hand, but let me say, you might want to try listening in other day parts also if you can't find us in the morning. Hello, WAVA. But
Pass it to Don and Mike.
Yes, hi. Who knows what I'm talking about? Hello? I don't know what I'm talking about. Hello?
Yeah, Mike.
Yes?
About Robin Hood.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll try to do that Kevin Costner accent. Yes, what can I do? Pa, yo. What? Hello, sir. How are you?
I haven't even seen it. I think it's hilarious.
It's great to see you. Yes.
Two things. One, when Robin Hood was crossing the river,
Did
you notice anything special about his boots?
About what?
His boots? No. What about his boots?
They have Air Jordans on or something?
Just about it. They're pretty well made at the time.
What do you mean, like...
Well, this is an anal call about the movie?
No.
Well, what's your point?
Well, I was saying that you're picking out parts that weren't, like, perfect about it.
So you're saying the part that you thought wasn't perfect was that he had on a really nice pair of boots when he was crossing a bridge?
No, it's just
what?
Not every angle was covered.
Or were they, like, dingo boots or what?
They're like hiking boots.
He was, had the red laces and the metal hooks for hiking. Yeah, I remember that, sir. He was wearing those Timberland hiking boots. That was a dead giveaway.
Like the kind that lumberjacks wear, right?
And then he'd say, "Hello, merry men, come into the forest." I'm Kevin Costner. I can't speak with a British accent.
Just one more real quick thing.
Yes, Gene. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't like to embarrass him, but my good friend Gene Siskel from the Chicago Tribune.
Hello, Gene.
Thank you. Anyway, when they vaulted Robin Hood and Morgan Freeman over the wall,
yes,
or catapulted them,
yeah,
did anyone notice what Christian Slater said?
I bet you did.
It was pretty vulgar.
Oh, yeah, he said the naughty. He said the big F word, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
That'd be it.
So what? Yeah. I didn't think, to be honest with you, I didn't think that was necessary, that line. As a matter of fact, I've mentioned Kevin Costner. I must now mention Christian, what's his name?
Slater.
I didn't think he was necessary in the movie either.
Well, now you're making it sound like I really shouldn't go see it.
It was good, though. The action was tremendous. I mean, the story, it's one of the great stories of all time, and it really was fun.
It really is.
All right, Gene, thank you.
Thank you, Gene.
Mr. Siskel.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, WAVA.
Hi, I'm waiting for Don and Mike.
Yes, hi, we're here.
Hi, I was wondering if there's any truth to the rumor that Learjet is the stunt bones for Kevin Costner.
You women are hot for him since we had him de-robe himself.
Well, hey, I wish I was there. It sounded like you're all having a lot of fun.
Yeah, pretty incredible shot of Kevin Costner's buttocks.
But
in
not
this
his
movie.
Buttocks.
Well,
stunt buttocks.
It wasn't as good because we knew it wasn't him. So, but, you know, I thought, hey, if it was Learjet, that would be... This is good.
Who's to say it wasn't Learjet?
But were they steaming buttocks?
I don't know.
And
it was
now that's
so hard.
The scene,
they had him covered with this waterfall.
That's the scene that I saw in the ad where you see him swimming in a waterfall, and it really looks like steam is rising from his buttock.
Yeah, it's right at the scene where Maid Marian, Mary Elizabeth Mastriantonio, is standing up over the grotto.
Well, I wondered what she was really looking at with those longing eyes. You know, it couldn't have been those buns.
Well, you seem to have kind of a fetish for Kevin Costner's buttocks.
Well, I do. You know, why not be honest here? You know,
are there any other celebrity buttocks that you crave?
What's so great about somebody's butt? How much fun can you have with somebody's butt?
Well,
I mean, Richard Gere aside.
Well,
I mean, really, nice butt, big deal.
male buttocks, I don't find them attractive.
Yeah, well, that's good, though, that you don't find them attractive. I would think that would be kind of weird.
Well, check out somebody's frontal nudity than the rear nudity, if given the choice.
Anyway, do you know if it's true?
What?
Is Learjet the stunt bun?
No, of course he's not in that movie.
He's not?
And you didn't answer the question. What other celebrity buttocks do you like?
Well, I don't know. I really, Kevin Costner is the only one so far, you know, Dances with Wolves. But.
You ever seen Marlon Brando in Last Tango in Paris?
No.
There's an attractive pair of buttocks.
Ever seen Ned Beatty?
Beatty's
buttocks?
No.
There's some buttocks.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah, in Total Recall.
Right. Yeah, but when he turns around, it's kind of silly looking.
Oh, you seem to really be hung up on that. Maybe you should just go get in the bathtub, fill it up with buttermilk or something. Goodbye, little lady.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Perhaps you can call in some other time when we're discussing men's buttocks.
WAVA.
Yes, man, speak with Don and Mike.
Oh, now you're not going to fool us. You're not even good at this, sir. We know it's you.
It's a terrible woman impression from a guy.
Well, I'll find you on the dial, boys.
Come on, talk in your real voice for a second.
And is this that? Does this turn into that demonic voice that we know so well?
Yeah, all right. There's the payoff. Hello, WAVA.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, I wanted to let you know that I read the Post article and hope your agent gets you guys a good deal in this city and you stick around.
Well, thank you, Mitch. We appreciate that.
Yeah, but one thing I wanted to say to you, Don, that you've finally outlived a station here in this market, it seems like.
Yeah, first time in my career.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate the good words, my friend.
Definitely. Well, keep doing what's good, doing what you do best.
Hey, listen, happy pretty 4th of July weekend at you.
Sounds good.
All right, my friend.
See ya.
All right, happy stars and stripes forever. Bye-bye.
Bye, Padre.
Happy bicentennial plus change. 944 WAVA. We got to do some more commercials, then we'll come back. We'll finish the calls, and we'll be right back at 16 till 10. 947 at WAVA. Tomorrow, we'll have lots of tickets to give away to the Wave of premiere of The Naked Gun 2.5.
Man, I am looking forward to that movie.
Now, there's a movie I know we won't be disappointed with. We'll give those away tomorrow. We can guarantee now that we'll be on WAVA every day from now until June 28th.
Yes, that is the start of our official vacation, not to be confused with this unofficial vacation that we just got back from.
Right, and once our vacation's over, then, well, then you just, you know, check your local listings.
Right.
It's 947, and Bart says, rainy and drizzly and moist. You can have the wet spot, high 69, high 75 at 69. Man, I am dyslexic. And you are on the air here at 501 WAVA.
Hey, I was wondering.
I mean 105. That's the Levi's have the 501 jeans.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys knew that Jean-Claude Van Damme has a new song out.
You mean a record?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Where'd you hear that?
It's called All Right Now.
You mean the song by Frito, All Right Now?
Sure is.
No, now where'd you hear that?
It's in Billboard. It says right here.
Really?
It's reviewed. You want to hear the review?
Yeah, what's it say?
It says, cool rap rendition of Free's classic rocker sports well-placed samples from the original, as well as nicely paced rhymes and diva vocals at the chorus.
All right now.
Damn straight. Damn tough. Damn stupid. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I think it was all downhill after Bloodsport.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Kickboxer. Still a great movie. Was he in Kickboxer?
I don't know.
Or was it with the guy with the ponytail?
Yeah. Oh.
Seagal?
No, he was in, what was the one he was in?
Mark for Death.
Yeah.
Hey, and how about that Brian Bosworth? He's really happy, huh?
Stone Cold.
Speaking of guys, they're stone dead. Stone Cold dead. Speaking of guys with action movies. Hello, WAVA.
Hi, yeah, I'm waiting on Dynamite.
Well, don't wait any longer, my friend. Turn down your radio, though.
Oh, turn down your how you doing, Dynamite?
Fine.
This is Stoney.
Hello, Stoney. Hey, we used to have a friend named Stoney.
Oh, yeah?
Remember him?
Yes, Stoney. About as New York as they get.
Hey, Stoney.
Used to work for George. George Michael. Hello?
Yeah, but I want to talk to you about that gospel program that y'all will be getting on your radio.
Gospel, yeah, the old-time gospel hour?
Yeah, but, nothing lasts forever, you know, Donnie Mike. Ain't that right? Nothing lasts forever.
Right. Yeah? What's your point?
What's my point? I hate to see y'all leave, but...
Quesera, sera, is that what you're trying to say?
No, you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah.
Quesera, sera.
Okay, we're aware of that.
Yeah.
We appreciate this incredible sympathy for our situation.
And I'll scan the stations and I'll try to find y'all.
You'll find us. Don't worry. Okay. Maybe the guy's not playing any music.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks
bye-bye.
For calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Catch you on the re.
Okay. See you later.
They're good talking that inner city lingo again. On the re, that means on the rebound.
Way to go, homeboy.
I'm Ellen Enchilin. Hello, WAVA.
Hi, Don and Mike. I just wanted to tell you, I'll be listening up until the 28th, but after that, if you guys leave, I won't be able to listen to you anymore. I'm way out in Howard County, and I won't be able to get you guys on any of the other stations.
How do you know?
Well, we don't get very many Washington stations.
How do you know until you know? You just got to hang loose, baby.
That's right. Everybody's trying to predict the future here, and we don't want to do that. We don't want to get into that little willy-nilly game.
Life has no guarantees. However, the guarantee will tell you that we'll be on this station every day until the 28th of June.
Well, hopefully I'll be able to get up one.
Right. Remember, life is just a bowl of cherries, but you have to watch out for the pits.
Oh, and I also wanted to ask you, have you seen the Carefree Bubblegum commercial yet with Milli Vanilli?
No, but you want to know something that I read about? That I read is supposed to be funny. Were they lip sync?
Yeah, they had a
clip of
that.
They're lip syncing to opera.
Yeah, I thought it was stupid, just like their career.
Well, I guess there's any way to make money.
That's right. It's the American way.
Well,
make a buck.
Well, like I said, I'll be listening for you.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
I'll be praying for you.
Bye.
Bye. I'm not kidding. Hello, WAVA.
Donnie, Mikey, what the schnook's going on, baby?
Dick Vitale. See now, sir, can I tell you, your timing is perfect. You haven't called for a couple of months. We're ready for it now. Lay it on us.
It's been a while, baby. I'm calling for a little favor, though, baby. I'm going down to the beach. Going to go down and lay in the sun with about 10 of my friends, baby. And I've been telling about Casey Kasem. They want to hear that tape with Casey Kasem coming out of that long-distance dedication,
you
baby.
Know something, you know something, Dick? That is a timely request as well, and we're going to get that right on for
all
you.
Right, this is
I love you, baby. I've been with you guys for 35 years, baby.
All right, Dick. See you later.
Thanks, baby.
Bye-bye. They'll send this one out to Dick Vitale, the one-eyed wonder.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. I'm coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for. But goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay. I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is a god last damn time. I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a damn record that is, that's up tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
Oh, that's the best. That is the best.
Been a while. King of the DJs. Hello, WAVA.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you guys doing?
Fine. Good morning.
I was just wondering, do you think there's any possibility Frank will be staying behind and running that Christian station?
No, Frank, as we had mentioned before, Frank's got the umbilical cord to my belly button. Frank is with us.
Well, that's good, because I'd have been afraid if he stayed there and ran again.
He's going to be with us.
Yeah. We feel responsible for Frank and his family, so they're coming with us.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
See ya.
All right, see ya. Yeah, big covered wagon, wherever we go. Frank and his family will be in the wagon.
Remember the Ingles? Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Hi.
Hi. I just want to wish you all best of luck.
Oh, thanks. We'll be fine.
And my daughter is going to miss Bart.
Now, why is she going to miss him? Because most likely we'll end up working somewhere here.
Well, I hope so. But it's going to be the point that she's going to miss listening to Bart. She's only 11.
Well, don't worry.
But
please, let's not predict the future. Let's not worry. Okay?
But I want to say one other thing. Like, we really need another Christian radio station.
Well, I, for one, think there's not enough.
Really, I think there's more room. We need more of them.
Well, every time I find a good one, it turns out that it always turns to a Christian radio station.
Doesn't it seem like that happens all the time?
Well, I don't know if
you I can't
know.
Tell you one other radio station that changed to Christian. Can you?
No, I can't.
WEEL.
A wheel? You mean in Fairfax?
Yes.
Oh, go away. They don't count. Hello, WAVA.
Yeah.
13 Gen Wheel. Hello, Wheel. There was Wheel and Weem.
Yeah, Weem. Man, that was big band for a while.
Yeah, but it was top 40 a long time ago. When Jim Elliott worked there when I was a kid, 1390, the Weem team. Hello, WAVA. Must change to Ween. The Ween team. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering if you all could have another outing before
you know, next Friday, we're taking Dave out. And tomorrow... Tomorrow we'll have the big announcement on the Dave-O the Clown Show, where it's going to be. It's going to be next Friday, you know.
Yeah, taking Dave on the road. Dave-O with his clown suit. Like balloon animals, big makeup, big red nose. Dave-O the Clown.
Swimming pools, movie stars. Well, the next thing you know, old Jet's a millionaire.
The camp folks said, Jet, move away from there. Said, California is a place you ought to be, so they'll load up the trunk and they move to Beverly
Hills, that is.
Swimming pools. Movie stars. The Beverly Hillbillies. That's great, Granny.
Yeah,
this
no.
guy didn't miss a beat. No. He knows that he didn't miss a beat.
Hello, WAVA.
Hello, Don?
Yeah.
Don, Mike?
Yeah, were you calling me from the inside of your dryer?
No, I'm calling you from payphone.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Fine.
Good. This caller lets you know I'm a first-time caller. I enjoy your zoo show. It's the only part of the WAVA I listen to, and I think it's great. I want to let you know something else, too. My dad was preacher for over 30 years, but I love your humor, your show. It makes me laugh every morning. It keeps me going. I drive a truck every day. It's great.
Thank you. God bless you, brother.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Goodbye.
I'll find you. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you. Hello. One more. WAVA.
Hello, I'm Don and Mike.
Yes, hello, it's another weirdo. You just sound like, are you a weirdo?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Are you sounding?
Oh, wait a sec, I got a question for you.
Yes?
Okay, now, I heard you playing the Lenny Kravitz song, right?
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, what's the other song, Baby Baby? You sing that?
No, the other one was by Amy Grant. It's,
Keep It That Way.
Well, you don't like Amy Grant?
No, I don't know.
Hey, Frank, where'd those songs go?
The songs were here just a moment ago.
You're there.
You know, well, I just want to say, I live closer to Baltimore than,
You don't like this Amy Grant song? Listen to this. It's so syrupy. And let me change your mood, my friend. What's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan, you're from Baltimore. You're a poor man.
Yeah.
You like WAVA radio?
Yeah, because I don't like any Baltimore stations.
All right, let's send this out to Ryan right now, a guy who takes a bath with his mom every day. Here's Amy Grant. Let me speak what's on my mind. Woo! I like this song. I can't help it. I like it.
Yeah, I like the Lenny Kravitz song.
All right, well, he's going to be on the show tomorrow.
Hey, and just remember, different strokes for different folks.
Okay.
All right, bye.
See ya.
Bye. Don't think less of me because I like this song.
I don't think less of you about this song at all.
Well, this is very syrupy.
Kind of perky, you know, and this is a good time to have a perky song.
Every heart. Yeah. Little Handy Andy there.
She's into God, you know.
She is.
And good for her.
Well, I heard enough of that. It's 9:58. W.O.I., were you getting into it?
I was dancing. I was just getting into that dancing. Sorry. Just doing that move. I was doing that little move like you saw in Caddyshack with the Gophers, you know? It's the kind of move where you just twist your body around your head and you don't move your head, but you just sway back and forth. Like that. Yeah. To the Gophers.
You don't mean Fred Grandy, right?
No, the gopher on Caddyshack.
Yeah. Hurry up. Hurry up, Amy. We'll do it just like we used to when I was a DJ. I faded out right there.
And then about 10 seconds of silence and then talking again.
They used to hate that. They used to hate that. Remember they used to yell all the time, hey, Don, you cut off half the songs.
Why did you do that?
Because I wanted to talk. It's 9:59, WAVA. Sorry, oh, gotta go. Ah. Gotta go. Me gotta go now.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Leonard Kravitz, right?
And Kenzo.
Oh, that's right. Kenzo the Clown and Lenny Kravitz tomorrow.
All right.
As we guarantee, we'll be here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
However, folks, just to make sure, you better make sure you listen every day between 9 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we figured, Frank?
Yeah, because that's when any news that would happen after the business office opens, you know, check in every day between 9 and 10 just to make sure that Don and Mike will be on again tomorrow.
Yeah. And you are out of here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, say it.
The zoo show is over.
You're right, my friend.
Did you say over?
Yes, he did.
Nothing is over until we decide it is.
What's over?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Hell no.
Hell no.
Forget it. But it is.
And it ain't over now. But when the going gets tough.
What'd you name my fine feather friend?
Bill Turner.
For you, Bill, 4 tickets to the Wava premiere of The Naked Gun 2.5.
Oh, thank you.
Ticket. Good movie.
A tough get going.
June 26th.
Who's with me?
Great. I'm with you, Clarice.
Let's go! Come on!
And you, my friend, what is your favorite radio station that's just been sold to Christians?
WAVA.
And thanks to Butthead Jason Hervey.
What a lovely guy he was.
We gotta go. Station we still work at, Frank.
Lecter 105, WAVA.
Hey, Randy Bargarden. Don't keep those tight. Give my daddy more money.
So long, Clarice.
Go to town.